Blog Talk Radio.
This year, 2023 is here according to the Gregorian calendar, and it is a happy new year to many of you who are definitely in tune to the Helios Newbies Hour. We welcome you, and we are going to lay it down because, man, oh, man, it is so much happening. And because of all the information that we've been getting, we have been able to decipher it into just a two-hour, maybe three-hour program that can give you all, if not everything that is going on in this short period of time due to the fact that we got you, the Dry Bones, on the air all across the country, and we're going to bring y'all in soon. Get ready, because this is going to be one of the programs that everybody is a participant and everybody is a star. Now, for those of you who had a good time, man, the firecrackers down here was unbelievable. I don't know where they're getting them from, but this now better than going to, you could just sit in our neighborhood and they just find the whole area was smoked out. Unbelievable amounts of fireworks here in the MIA. Those of you across the country, we welcome you as well. I'm sure it was a wonderful beginning of waking up, not the first stage of waking up to able to say Happy New Year. So that's one of the first things. But we're not going to play with you today. What's to come in 2023? We got a bunch of information that we put together so you can have a factual understanding. We might not be able to give you everything in 3 hours, but we're going to give you mostly what you need to take it into this next year with a grain of salt that these things are happening. Like I said before, so many variables have been given out. So many signs have been given. Executive Order 14067. Why was that not really reiterated to us on a normal basis? That's a good number, too, 140567. Biden put that in almost early in the year. They had already been preparing for that Bankman-Fried FTX collapse because they knew that they would give them credence and precedence to now regulate crypto, not get rid of crypto, but to regulate it and bring it into the family of the Federal Reserves. So that's one of the things that is about to come out of 2022 and into your face in 2023. There are predictions all over the globe that America must come to the Great Reckoning. Now, that Great Reckoning means it ain't going to be totally destroyed like y'all thinking. Mm-mm. That ain't happening. Why would they destroy their new heaven? See, this is the new heaven that they claim they beheld, our new heaven come out of Jerusalem. I know y'all thinking biblical, but see, I told you it's a little story to that. See, they're going to create a new heaven and a new earth. That's what it say. Coming out of Jerusalem. In the middle of Jerusalem is USA. If you didn't know that, that's old school knowledge for us. Those of you out there listening, you know what I'm talking about. The City of Peace. Now, I don't know how much peace we're going to be having, but I just want to show some tidbits of news that is going to be formulating in your mind. I know everybody is not even thinking about their 401ks. They're not thinking about any real estate investments because most people flaunt those things as if, you know, you're rich. But are you? Are you truly rich is the question you should be asking yourself. And if something was to happen where crypto replaces the dollar, what would you get? There's never been come on today, please explain us, what would be the value of a collapse that is going to happen? What would be the value? What would you get for every one of your U.S. dollars? That's all. Now, it's not like, say, for instance, if you got $10,000 in cash only, no real estate, no nothing, no gold, no silver, no nothing, no precious metals, no nothing, no fine arts that could be sold off on the black market. If you have nothing, you will receive universal income. Right? That's already set up. You're not going nowhere. Yeah, you ain't going nowhere yet. They got to wait. Plus, they got the formula already working with the jab. Now, the jab is going to be talked about, too. Trump got caught in a big mix because, remember, Warp Speed was under his administration. Also remember, because facts matters, that he also said, if you take the jab, that you would not have to go to the hospital. Those who are in the hospital, they claim, was those who wasn't taking the jab. Now, that was a script. Now, whether or not the debate would be coming up soon, I'm sure, in 2023, as we approach 2024 for the big payback, you got to wonder, is he going to retract some of his statements? That's going to be looked at in what's to come. See, what's to come is retraction from Trump in order to win back his voice to the so-called y'all want to call it a patriot crowd or those who like to keep money, which is a saying. See, the Democratic Party is a working class party. That's why so many black folks is in it. The Republican Party is the middle class party. That's why so many people who are middle class is in it. The elite party is the Communist Party because they want everything and they want you under them. That's how that works. So we see why, it's no question why black folks is in the Democratic Party, because they predominantly are working class group. The new working class groups are those who are going to take the black folks' place. They'll be considered working class groups. How do you know that? Facts matters. They've been telling you who else is going to pick the cotton in South Carolina. You know, cotton's still being grown. Who else going to pick the vegetables? Who else going to pick everything that you used to pick black folks back in the era when you were the major labor force and you were second in command of America? You may not have been first because you lost that part. You was first, but you lost that. So now you went to second, and now you at fifth. So that shows you all the five senses gone. What else going on? After Joe signed that executive order that launched the test of digital currency, we told you that 5 years ago, FedCoin, when we first found out. We was dabbling with that. You know, everybody, we had people on the show in the early days that was taking energy and making Bitcoin. But, you know, only could last so long. You know, they can find out. We all had people on here. Thank goodness for all of you for over the years been coming on this program with unbelievable jewels of info. Factual. Can be found. Maybe a little sedacious, seductive in talk. You know how we talk on the Helios. It was fire. We can't play. Fire is like forging fine gold and silver. You got to be putting fire. Now, all this to be said is there's a masterful plan. I mean, beautiful. Nothing should be feared right now because nothing is new under the Helios. So we're going to show you how this is already. Millionaires have been made through great depressions. Oh, yeah. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Millions of dollars. Because people who are enlightened, because you can't do it being dumb. That's obvious. And it doesn't take a college degree to be enlightened. You just have to open up your common senses and see the big picture. Now, under this fortress of information that is happening right before our very eyes, the Pope dying. The one, the pedophile Pope, the one who allowed under his call all of those priests to get away with unbelievable acts of youth. But that's all they do. And then y'all sent some tapes about that's what it's been about, the kids. Always been about the kids. Always. Nothing new under the sun, under the Helios. So we see that Bankman-Fried was a part of that Second Order 14067. Which makes them have to now take full look and control over Bitcoin because, you know, Bitcoin can't get out of control. One of the biggest stories that just happened before your very eyes is the rape of your money given to Ukraine for your membrane. Now, I don't even know how anybody could be this dumb. It really is. It's troubling to me. And I just sit back and say, wow, you know. And they say, oh, one person can change the world. I don't know if it's possible. But if I could, it would have been changed already. So obviously, it ain't possible. Ain't no one person can probably do much of anything by itself but jerk off. Now, other than that, and you watch this, look at it's precision how they implement this right before your very eyes. I mean, I have to give them credit for how smooth they are. Michael Jackson's right. They're a smooth operator, man. You fall right for it. While all this going on, we only had Twitter, Facebook go to... At first, it was Facebook told you. Everybody listening. Facebook said, we held back information because of the election. We was told to. That didn't phase nah black. Probably no black got phased by that. Ain't said a word. Now I'm talking about you hardcore Democrats. They say a word. I'm thinking to myself, wow, if they don't, you know, man just told you they rigged the election, and that was when the beef was about the election being rigged, and y'all acting like it can't be rigged. I'm like, huh? Especially Floridian black folks. See, the white folks was already chatting it was possibly rigged, but the black folks were sitting out there talking about, no, it can't be rigged. No, and then to sit back and say that here, after you have watched three elections get rigged here in South Florida. First, it was the national presidential one, hanging Chad. See, that's why you know you got amnesia, because they chemtrailed us to forget everything. We can't remember months. We can't remember when to pay a bill. We can't remember what we did yesterday, probably some of us. Now, if that's the case, they already told you the election is rigged. Y'all argue that to death. Death blow debates at works and everywhere else, that family members. Ha, no way. But yes, now in 2023, you're going to find out that everything that they said it was not is was happening. When they said it was no election fraud, lie. Twitter now saying, oh, we had to tell people because we were mainly Democrats. They gave the money to the Democrats. Of course, you got to do them the favors like the mafia. If I'm the godfather and I don't get my money, what are we going to do to you? You're going to do that to people you around and your own family members don't give you the money. You get mad as hell. So imagine governments now wanting their money. And think about it like that. So you got to take this in the macro. And micro, everything's small. Just look around your house, how you can get mad at everybody in your house. And imagine if you was a president of the house, how many of them would you have kicked out by now? Just think about that. How many would you have thrown out after they betrayed you? Now, you in the religious world take that same concept, especially you Hebrew Israelites, and just think about what I just said. I betrayed God. And he ain't supposed to get mad and throw me out of the house. That's how it works. It's like that's why family members throw each other out. Same concept. Now, let's get busy with this. One of the biggest, another big story. No one talking about it. The border. Now, this dude, Joe Biden, clone Biden, is a pedophile. I said it while we can say it before it's too late. Because they got the man in pictures touching all kind of people, little kids, women, at Creepy Joe they call him. But because pedophilia is okay to y'all now, it is. There's no doubt in my mind through surveying the psyche of people, it's now going to be okay. You're going to have no problem with it. And you know how I know this is going to be true? Just like we told you some years ago when the robot dogs was coming out. And the robots was coming. And I was trying to tell people we should invest in night because it's coming. Why not invest? It's coming. Why play dumb? And we find out this company now, that's what I'm doing. I'm not even going to get to what we're going to do. But just think. They're paying for the use of these robots called night vision. Look like R2-D2. Minimum wage. So you could get them below minimum wage. So now you don't need a security guard. We told you, you're going to be cut out. You're going to be on universal income. Just get ready. They ain't going to destroy America. Are you crazy? This is a cash cow. They're going to destroy you and us. They ain't going to destroy America. You got to be crazy. Talking about America going to be destroyed. Bullshit. Prove it today with facts. Ain't no America going to be destroyed by shit. Especially not black folks. So you can get that. You number five black people. What you going to destroy about your own neighborhood? Or what is a neighborhood? You ain't going to destroy shit. You're lying. Another lie. Part of your lovers of lies scriptures that goes on. See, I give it tough. See, I don't give it that little baby shit. You love lies. Just like somebody told you, it was an insurrection. Here's another one I'm going to throw up at you. Now, here's black folks all the time talking about they hate the government, hate white folks. Soon as white folks ready to burn up the bitch, nothing got burned. Nothing even got touched. practically in the White House. Not one need for graffiti, not spray paint out. So you know that shit was rigged. Hey, can you imagine that at a Black Lives Matter meeting was up in there? They would have tore that shit up. They tore up City Hall in Buffalo. And got when they wanted to catch the ones they wanted, they got their asses. So you know if they wanted to really get you. So, but one person gets killed and she's a army personnel. So what? They killed the army, killed their own people? That's why you got to look at PSYOPs. Just the dude just shoots and hit an army person? Now, Hollywood is in everything, and you don't believe that could be real. But you got Black folks on the board whose area is slave-ridden, still, Mississippi. Drinking water, terrible, Mississippi. Everything, Dion had to get his ass up out of there, Mississippi. And y'all going to tell me y'all believe in the insurrection. Well, you're going to believe in what's coming today, because it's definitely coming. You can ride and hide, but I'm going to show you today that we told you they was coming. Robots, R2-D2, they here. They already being deployed. They in St. Pete. Just found out the other day in St. Pete. They in Houston, Texas. They in New York City. They in Miami. They in Atlanta. They deploying them so smooth, operational. I mean, just smooth. Cat, you got to give them credit. It's so smooth. I mean, smooth. You just think they're here. We need them because, you know, first you put them in the animals. That's how you track your dog. You want your dog to be an automated clone drone so you can find it. That's how smooth this is. And it makes sense because it's like, wow, we can find our dogs, you know. Never did you think that you was dogs. How could you forget your history? It's amazing, but you have. So we're going to give you a little wake-up call, all you out there. We trolled you. What's coming? It's here. Ain't what's coming. It's here. It's in your neighborhood. But here's the new twist. They've been given power now, everybody. Think about what you're about to hear. They've been given power to kill right before your very eyes. You pay no attention. And them suckers came with a new program. I said, man, this is amazing. How in the heck could they pass a bill before all of California? You know who they're coming after? Listen to this. And you tell me what to come.
These robots defuse bombs. They give police a closer look at an active crime scene. And now?
It passes unanimously.
San Francisco's police force will have the ability to use them as potential lethal force options. But that decision wasn't made lightly. We heard passionate arguments and clarifications coming from both sides.
Of course, I don't want any officer to lose their lives. But I think that this is... That the scenarios that we're using are hypotheticals to bring up fear.
These are not autonomous robots. No one's tapping in. These are trained police officers that would utilize a robot.
A new state law now requires law enforcement to have public discussions when acquiring and utilizing military-grade weapons. That's what happened here. And the plan passed only after an amendment clarifies robots would only be used as a lethal option after the use of alternative force and de-escalation tactics, or if police determine they are not able to subdue the threat safely after evaluating other options.
Only the chief, assistant chief of operations, or deputy chief of special operations may authorize the use of robots as a deadly force option.
Supervisor Shaman Walton was one of three against the plan. In a statement, he wrote in part, "This is not in line with making changes to address the disproportionate number of Black people and people of color that are typically on the receiving end when police weapons are utilized."
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by downloading the NBC.
Now, you tell me, here's a reporter clarifying who exactly they're going to. He said it in a way where it makes you think they wasn't going to him, but that's who they going to. They got to get rid of you first because you've been superseded from second when you was needed. Now you ain't needed. So they implementing them across the country. Each and every, in 2023, your municipality, if you ain't paying attention, that's your fault. We'll be introducing them. And if you call on one of your relatives, I'm talking to you black folks right now, because white folks already know they're about to get it. Oh, they got the plan because they got the most weapons. I'll get to that later. When you call the police now on your man or your crazy whatever kids or whatever the hell you calling them for, after you said you want to defund them, which is going to be major issue in 2023 because they're not getting the numbers of hires for police. This is on purpose. See how smooth they are? They got, I told you, they said, get them to hate the police. Yeah. And then they will hate them suckers. We make the police kill a few blacks, shoot a few of them up all across the country, like sporadic shit, and get them mad. We'll shoot up a grocery store, kill a bunch of them. And then we'll get them excited and riled up to hate the police. And then we unleash the crazies out and let the crazies start jacking their asses up. Then they'll be calling for police. But because we don't have anybody being police, because we're dogging them out with pay and saying they ain't shit prior to the fact that they are legally rich people's mercenaries. That's all really they are, constables on patrol. Keeping up of the property, supposedly. They're supposed to be for you, but they're really property keepers and judicial upkeepers. So basically, you'll be glad to get rid of them, right? So when we open up the mics, we want to hear from you today. Because you'll be glad to get rid of them, right? I hear you now, some of y'all. Can't stand them motherfuckers. Can't stand police. They hate niggas. Oh, yeah. They hate niggas enough to quit the job and give the jobs to robots to hate niggas. And then what you going to say? Who you going to call? NAACP? I want to see that case where you go against a robot. Mm-hmm. Let's see how that works in court. All you Moors, Fez wear, 360, black fezzes, green fezzes, red fezzes, all the fezzes. Let's see you go up against the robots. Are you ready for this? We about to open up the fire line on the Helios. Welcome. It is 2023. Thank you for joining us on this most prestigious day on the Gregorian calendar. What's happening, brother?
Yeah, that's what they say. Well, I'm just gonna be. Hey, it's. I take every day the same. That's just me. You know, that's just me.
That's what's
I mean, you know, just to keep my brain balanced. I'll say it like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
But man, I'm gonna try to tie in a few things which you had dropped. Now, the Safety Act for Illinois, that's been in the news. People been talking about, people been ignoring it or whatever. Now you mentioned about the construct of race and defunding the police and everything. Now, I'm just speaking here, Region 5. I know I haven't gave a report in Chicago for a while, but the reason why we're short of police right now, because of everything which you said about the pressure to defund the police, but then there's something else a lot of people are not talking about. We have the vaccine mandates here for the whole state and in the city of Chicago employees. That's a lot of reason why we lost a lot of police here. And then, like I said, plus the whole crime issues and everything. But now, starting the day that so-called Safety Act was supposed to take place, but guess what happened? Yeah. A judge in Kankakee, Illinois, ruled it unconstitutional, but there's a catch to that. Now, it's 102 counties, and I'm not just talking about Chicago. It's 102 counties instead of Illinois. Now, 65 of the counties out of the 102 filed lawsuit against the Safety Act. Now, the 65 counties, they're going to keep the same provisions as far as cash bail in place on today. But the other 37 that didn't participate in the lawsuit, they're going to eliminate the cash bail starting today. And guess one of those counties is? Cook County, Chicago. Now, the reason why it didn't go through because basically the judge ruled it unconstitutional. It violated, I'm talking about the state constitution now. So it violated the separation of powers clause, the Victims' Rights Act, and it unconstitutionally amended Article 1, Section 9 of the Illinois Constitution, which codified cash bail in the state. You see, like going back what you said earlier, you know, a lot of this stuff was going on that we're not paying attention to, we're not being privy to, we're being ignorant to. A lot of people don't even know your constitutional rights was already being violated with this act. All you had to do was go into the state, read a few lines, and we're like, damn, they are violating the state constitution because of that safety act. Now, the Cook County Board President, Tony Perwinkle, out of the University of Chicago, she basically is saying that the safety act needs to be implemented because it's racist and the criminal justice system is being imbalanced because of, you know, black people and so-called people of color, whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean. That's some war economic form shit right there.
Right.
Saying that you got the wrongly people being incarcerated and they shouldn't have to pay. They don't have the money to pay bond, whatever. But here's the thing about that. The crime, since Kim Fox has been in office, the crime and everything has been shooting up because she ain't prosecuting nobody. The
right.
only difference that's going to happen is when the people get arrested, it's just when they go to, it's just not, they're just going to bypass the whole bail thing.
Right.
And what was going on, especially with the carjackers and with dealing with the robberies and everything, yeah, they're getting arrested, but within 24 hours, they're bonding out. That's the only difference. It's not going to be any bond as far as Chicago and Cook County. But the rest of the state, like I said, the other 65 counties, they're like, no, we ain't going with that shit. But see, that's what the problem is in Illinois. It's divided. Well, I'm going to say it like this. Basically, it's almost like another Civil War battle within the state.
Right.
It's basically Chicago versus all the people downstate. Now, the people downstate, there's not a whole lot of blacks out there. The majority of the black people are in Cook County in Chicago. But you see where the problem is at, you know? So I don't know, unless people start to really wake up, man, this whole tug of war is going to continue. Now, something else I want to mention real quick. You talked about the vaccines. Now, I had put the article in the link the other day. I don't know a lot of people know this either. Basically, over 7,500 Americans are either being killed or disabled each day by those shots.
Jabs.
Now, remember, we just had that polar vortex that hit here. What was it? Last week before.
It was an issue.
It was an issue with Southwest Airlines. A lot of flights being canceled. You see, what the mainstream news is not telling you is that part of the reason why a lot of those flights got canceled, yeah, maybe it did have something to do with the weather, but the news is not telling you that it's a shortage of flight attendants and pilots because they either dying or they getting sick from them shots. They don't have enough people to fly the fucking planes. It was a flight attendant. I forgot what country that was from. She just died a few days ago from a damn heart attack. People are constantly dropping. Dying from these heart attacks.
24 years old, everybody, from Albania, collapse, sudden death. I got you.
Yeah.
Now, let's go with that because you've been talking about this. Validation is always necessary for me to tell people. I think you should feel like, hey, you're above the curve on figuring this out because you were saying back in the day, even on the threads, that through Natural News, you were sending that link, that they had already projected that so many people take it, that they wasn't getting enough killed. So they started saying boosters, because some people's body was fighting it back. And now we find out they dropping like flies. Now, here's the thing. Let's talk.
The eugenics thing is already in place, because a lot of our ignorance, we is being overlooked. That's how they doing it.
They doing it smooth. Smooth operators. I got to give Michael Jackson credit for warning us. They smooth operators, smooth criminals. There's no way that we should have been able to not see that big picture because I remember, now that's so true, because Southwestern, remember, they were mandating. The reason this is happening to everybody, right, listen to the show, they mandated them because they were the ones at the tables. Don't forget this, everybody. The airlines was at Pandemic 101 with Bill Gates when they did the scenario. All the airlines was at that meeting. We played the tape. Y'all heard them. They had scenarios of what would happen to travel. So they was given huge allocations of money. But what happened was the pilots said, hell no, because they form a military, some of them. Like, they can see through this shit now. You know, they've been already right. drugged up. So what they're doing is the pilots said, hell no, we ain't doing it. Now, right now, that's the reason why they're going to bring in robots, because many people going to be told they're going to have to go back through this again. I 2023, we didn't get to that, but since you brought it up, it ain't over, everybody. Oh, no, no, no.
And the World Economic Forum, they're going to meet again the end of, I think, around the 16th of this month. And that's another thing. Every time they've been having all these meetings, but we get distracted by slaps and all this other bullshit. And supposedly Zelensky's supposed to be partaking in that meeting. I don't know, but this
yes,
is the stuff
is.
That don't get
no,
talked
no,
about.
No. This hold on. I'm glad you brought it. I don't even know how you knew I had this on here. But Zelensky and them. Zelensky and them. When he did that parade, did you see that witch, that the high order witch hugged him right in front of the black witch from Texas? Y'all look at the picture. It's out there. Those in the court world know what I'm talking about. He hugged this lady. She was colorful, had on a bright color slash on, big thick glasses, black hair. She hugged him and he did the salute to her. I hope y'all know. I be telling y'all better watch the signs they give him. It's right there. Now, who's in front of her is the high whipping for the black women. She's Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas.
And wow.
Let me just tell you. Y'all better go look that picture up. Now, he bamboozled. That's how I know we crazy. And the black caucus is with him. Do not believe. The black caucus name should scare y'all right there. Caucus, mountain shit, black caucus. I don't even know if y'all understand these words no more because they told you who they were. But look what they tell you, man. Listen to this. I'm going to get some more calls right to me. Just stay with me because y'all brought this up. The man, this guy, Zelensky. Look what America, the U.S. debt is ending, approaching $33 trillion, 2002, $5 trillion, 180 is less than $1 trillion. Look how much it is accelerated. The U.S. says $5 billion. They spent $5 billion. Like $5 billion. They're going to spend all this money now, trillions. They spent $5 billion just to finish a border wall that you know we stupid. $5 billion to finish the border wall when they got trillions. So you know that was made up as well. Social program addressing genuine needs, but freely give $100 billion. Now, they gave $100 billion to Ukraine. You got to ask yourself, yet the black people leaders are definitely with them. It is no more
and
black.
So they're
and white.
Also with FTX, connecting that with the FTX.
Yeah.
I call them fried. They was co-signing off of him, too.
They co-signed on all this shit. So my thing to black folks today, it is no black leadership. They are all the new world order. 6661, let's jump. Oh, no, excuse me, 9927. Buffalo, y'all been sure. Buffalo, y'all been in the news twice. Unbelievable. Uh-oh, she's singing. Go ahead, Goddess. Go ahead, Goddess. See, y'all Buffalo has been showing some good love, man.
I am a celestial supreme being. I am a celestial supreme being. We all are resurrection to my supreme being, fellow friends. Listen.
Hey, I like that. You sound like the Galactic Federation, which is real. Go ahead.
This is real. So
yeah. People think that's not real, but it's real.
We really are.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who we really
on.
Are.
Mm-hmm.
So, we didn't told y'all that Sophia got a military.
Yes.
This military is going to be your police force, and the actual military is dealing with other entities. They got civic education for dealing with other celestial beings or entities that's coming to Earth or coming from the other planes, coming out the ground, coming from every direction of Earth, because, see, this little piece of Earth ain't shit. Beyond the walls is more land, more beings that don't look like you and do look like you, and you've been under MK Ultra so fucking long that these motherfuckers can plot and use, they're using us, I keep saying it, as guinea pigs. Because once they get their weapons together, they're going over the walls to use these weapons against these other beings. Yes, they want zombies. Yes, they want robots. Yes, they want weather control. Yes, they already used that shit on us again. This time they perfected it because they're using nanotechnology to control the weather. Now, I've always said this before, that nanotechnology is weather controlled, but they couldn't get a grip on it. Now they have a grip on it for 2030. Buffalo was contracted out so that they could get the money.
Keep talking. Go ahead.
They could get the money to put in their pocket. Now, they already knew this shit was about to happen. Mayor Brown, all three fractions, including Biden, they all knew this shit was going to happen. They was all ready for this shit, but they didn't give a fuck about the people because they needed to know how many deaths was going to occur and what situations was going to occur, because it was all a social experiment along attached to the testing of a weather weapon for profit. Oh, yeah, this is how these motherfuckers work. So they knew, instead of them telling you, well, look, we got generators, we're going to hand them out before the storm comes. We want the people to be protected. Those that don't have gas, you need to report to the center, let's evacuate, or this and that, because I know everybody aren't able to put themselves in a surviving type situation.
Right. They didn't do that. Now, we both experienced
now,
it. They didn't do that.
Buffalo is known to be...
Yeah.
A snowbelt, period. Period. We didn't have a blizzard of 77.
Yeah,
come
I was
on
there.
Now. We still.
Yeah, we was there.
This is
bullshit. Yeah.
Then we got militia that's been posted over there on Belly for years, for decades now, in Buffalo. See, this is the game they play. They play the little war game, then they take the militia and they send them over to America, and they put them in a black neighborhood and disguised as motherfucking ass hair stores. And then not only do they do that, these motherfuckers got weapons from their own countries that they were allowed to bring over. To bring over with DHS permission. With all that permission. What the fuck is they doing with these guns? Well, they're supplying them to the what? The black people in the neighborhood. The young people in the neighborhood.
Same shit.
They just sent one drug arm dealer back over to Russia, but we still got the ones from Iraq and from Afghanistan and from Bangladesh all in our fucking neighborhood. They're weapon dealers. They're drug dealers. They're human trafficking dealers. They're laundering money. They're doing everything. Because why? Because they are under the government protection. And they are allowed to come here because, look what they're doing. They're killing us over here in Iraq, Afghanistan. Oh, look, we need to somewhere. Please save us.
Wow.
Bullshit.
Wow.
Bullshit. All the act. Same thing that's going on in Russia. All the fucking act, y'all.
At one, two, three.
They celebrating. Putin just celebrated a new weapon, a submarine weapon. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Y'all got corny. This shit is so fucking obvious. It's corny.
And hold on, just so the people know validation is necessary, because I know you're going. Now, think about what she's saying. Now, I go, this that link they all be on that we all talk about that come from all over the place. Brother Tubbo, you name it. They got link, Brother D, St. Louis. Man, let me just say this. They gave us the link of the weapon. We gave it to a lot of y'all when I sent out. Did you see the weapons? Like, what they plan to use this and who owns?
They're going to test it on us, but they're planning to use it on the other entities that they have made a treaty with. This, you know, the same old shit. We come in peace, la, 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 attack.
I like that.
Attack.
We come in peace.
Why? Because there's more resources beyond the wall. They're flooding the reason why the water's gone because they flooding the fucking under. They flooding the people underground. They trying to kill them. We ain't. Oh, come on, the other world. Come on,
okay.
They know what
it's doing. Hold on. No, because I don't want you to miss. Now, let's just think about what she just said. How they've been telling us for years, years. Every movie that was a horror movie of reptilians was in underground chambers and subways or where they've been digging, where they ain't supposed to dig. And they all get alert. I've seen this. I'm glad you brought this up. I just want y'all to know, they finding, you said it. I looked it up even more. They try to now see what's in their sinkhole that they see vegetation coming out of, way down. Now, I said to myself, you sent it. Now, let me ask you. It's always been told that these anti-Davidic, I'm going to the Bible story just so you know it's in the story. You just don't know what era it is. It's called the antediluvian era, where the gods were flooded out. They said they was killed off. So that we flooded them out. Where'd they go? They went to underground caves. They found underground cities underneath. They knew they could live underground. That's what the Beneath the Planet of the Apes was about in sci-fi. Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Remember they were living under the earth? Go ahead, sister. I'm feeling good now. You all made my 2020. Let's keep 2023 about to get. Keep it going. Two more minutes. Let me get some more. I'm going to get some more calls. Two more minutes. Keep it going.
Oh, yeah. Other dimensional beings is this, y'all. We the only dummies that think that other dimension, not us on the thing, but that other dimensional beings don't exist. They told y'all that. The thing is, they mind wipe us and then they put the shit in movies, Men in Black. They mind wipe us and they put it in movies. Mind wipe, movie. Mind wipe, movie. Mind wipe.
Look up CIA. Look up CIA. Hold on, so they won't think we all tripping because we know we partying still. CIA mind wipe, if you think this is made up. If you know, if you first timers or something think we ain't factual, because we factual. You might not believe it. That's on you. But this fact that it is a program to wipe out the mind. And they're going to put it back in a memory bank held by Neuralink so they can give you the what they want you to now believe. And this is what I just going to say, believe. I got you next, 6661, you next. Is to give you an avatar body. Now, the avatar is from Hinduism. If y'all didn't know that, that's a real belief system in Hinduism, the avatar. And they call the Hindu god the Maitreya, the Maitreya. They claim the same thing that, but they have been older. They older. So they say that these gods are coming back. And they're coming back in a war vehicles. Now, this is coming out their stuff. Now, you're already using they movie. That's why they show you the Avatar movie now, everybody. The Avatar movie is worshiping Hinduism, just like CERN is worshiping Kali. See, you don't even know what religion you're supposed to be fighting. But then again, do you know what's coming?
And don't forget about the periphery on Amazon. That's some deep shit.
CERN is a weapon that's drying up the water. Come on, they got 59 of them across the whole entire region, the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
They run them, and what do? They emit magnetic radiation. What is
magnetic
it
radiation, yes.
It's going to dry up. It's going to dry up.
Right,
petrify.
All right, hold on. Keep that up. Keep that up. We got some more calls. Y'all jumping off hot tonight. We're going to get, I got 6661. I got Atlanta next. I got Atlanta twice. Okay, we're going to be rolling in a minute. Go ahead, 6661.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's going on? Great dawn, man. Great dawn.
What's up, bro? Good to hear you. Good
man.
To hear you.
Great to be here once more. Happy Gregorian New Year.
New Year.
Although many of us know the real New Year is on the equinox, which is around the 22nd officially. Spring, the equinox. But definitely Jack Bauer, you know, right before our eyes, Dracos will never leave this heavily enriched planet, and Dracos and his all his disciples, his minions are here, and they're actors and protocol actors. We see it, you know, the great divide, the politicians and those perpetrators on both parties, you know, both GOP and rhinoceros, they're bringing it in. So, you know, both of them have interests. Asia Mitch and Taiwanese Nancy and the whole establishment. You know, they got investments in this planet here, and it's moving, and we see it on both parties and spectrum. But you know what? In my downtime and my healing time and so forth, I was watching this show. I don't know. I thought about either Brother D or the brother from Chi-Town who spoke a few minutes ago. I was watching Into the Badlands, and it was talking about the barons, and which I put together was the robber barons, and each baron or robber baron, they had armies, and they were specializing in the ancient techniques of kung fu and the metaphysical. I was like, what the shit? Boy, but you gotta look at it, and it tell the story. And every one baron was over the poppy, the poppy fields. One baron was over the oil. Another baron, he had it. So, and it was bloodline based. So when y'all checked it out, y'all gonna be like, wow. But anyway, bro, I'm just sitting back. I'm sharpening my tools off of what I missed. But it's definitely Jack Bauer. They gonna get it. They gonna get it, and whatever they get, they deserve of it. As we watch this gentrification universally, not only in each spectrum from Dade County, you had downtown, uptown, and midtown, and uptown, where we saw high gentrification. But see, we can't get mad because we had it first. When we choose to poison, we chose to poison our own people instead of build our communities up. You could go in any other neighborhood. Everything is orderly and governed. But when you come back to our neighborhood, that's where the chaos, the Arabs are running your gas station, your neighborhood gas station, and your grocery store, because you're only making enough. Yeah. So, I mean, you're gonna get it. Hotel, brother. I'm listening.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere out there. Now let me get some more calls. We go to the top because I want to get all the calls in before we start getting to the hard questions. Because again, the question is, Brother D, as Chi-Town said, your municipalities, your local government is stealing from you first before the federal government, because that's what who gives the money to. So y'all better take a good look at your areas to make sure. Before you go haywire and blaming everything, I just told you, you're blaming the wrong people now. I mean, all the religion world is actually worshiping Cali. That's why Kamala Harris is in there, the Cali God. And that's where I got the goddess bitches from. When I went to look up CERN years ago, when we've been doing research over there with y'all, and everybody was talking CERN back in the day. We had some good shows in Goni. Much love to you and Goni. I hope you're doing well. And after that and all of, when we started talking about that Cali thing, remember Obama was on Time Magazine in the CERN circle doing the Cali sign. I knew that.
You sure and was.
That's why I told you I was able to use these signs and symbols to see, wait a minute. Did the civil rights movement use Mahatma Gandhi for their so-called focus of what it should be like? I said, man, that's a God concept they just gave them. So I'm telling y'all.
Then them people in a Wakanda Forever movie in Atlanta look like similar to the Cali people, the same color, blue, purple, bluish purple.
Yeah.
Look just like them.
They had them like that. They had them in that type of look. I'm telling y'all, just by the sign of symbols, I could make a validation that this is correct. Let me go to 1-877. You on air? All right, we getting them all in there. 1-877. Go ahead. I know you're muted, but unmute. You got your hand up.
Yes, good morning and happy New Year's.
Gregorian, what is this?
The Gregorian calendar 23?
Yeah, that name is ungood. Go ahead.
I hope everybody had a great New Year's with your loved ones. That brought it in great. And I hope everyone has prosperity. And the 22 was a very, very, very difficult year for us. And I hope that the people in Buffalo, New York, you know, can move past this awful 22 and recognize that the powers that be was in control and it let y'all down. So when y'all go to that ballot box, just remember what they did to Buffalo Tops and now what they did to us with the snowstorm. My black people, remember who's in charge in Buffalo. It's not the Republican Party. It's the Democrats. They let our people down. Sad stories, and my heart goes out to all the family members that lost loved ones or suffered from this awful, awful storm that could have been much more helpful with our politicians. And 2023, that is a very, it's a new year for us in the United States. We went through a lot, as Dry Bones discussed in his opening statement. A lot to reflect, you know, with our country and policies and that we have endured. I say that we have to either become sheep or become warriors. When you go into the grocery stores, I went and bought me some salmon, and I usually buy wild caught. It's double the price. It's not a coincidence that everything is doubled. It's not a coincidence that our gas is low right now. Our reserves are low. It's all fuzzy math. So with this new year, my eyes are definitely opening because 23 is 5. And 5 is a very, very special number. It symbolizes control over your 5 senses and your spiritual ailment with the 5 elements of nature. It also represents divine grace, compassion, and clemency. So 5 is also a special number for me because it's my number. And how you figure out your number, guys, you add your birth date and your year that you were born, and you add those numbers together, and that is your special number. So 5 is my special number, and it does represent spiritual growth and self-confidence, you know, and that's something that I definitely have self-confidence, and but it's comfort, it's confirming with the number 5. And my spiritual growth is growing every day. I definitely enjoy the show because the Helios Biblios does add spiritual growth, and we learn a lot every Sunday. So I hope the listeners will learn to grow in 23 and recognize that our country is under attack with it. So there is something that we can do about it. We can fight the powers of be. And the powers that we have to fight is our government. You know, our government has failed us. And it's not Democrat or Republican. We have to see the government as an individual, and we have to start studying their policies, their laws they put in place, because it affects us. Open borders does not help the black community.
Yeah.
You know,
now,
the black
now,
community
now,
is suffering.
Now, hold on, because you're doing good. Now, let me get to this thing, what you said back to me. Now, we ain't got no parties, but y'all, let's get to the Trump stuff, now, because remember, you go back, I'm looking back at past shows. I know we all said things. You definitely said some. Now, how you see Trump now in the approach of what America is going through based on some of his policies about this COVID stuff, he would have to denounce, in your estimation, would he have to backtrack on at least Warp Speed, maybe Not Too Bright, and then saying statements almost in the beginning like, oh, you ain't going to get sick if you take the shot. I kind of feel he was definitely told to do that, and definitely he seen the big picture that I better do that or I won't be able to run at all in 2024. So how you equate that with all, because you in that Democratic belt too. And y'all, I got Brother Wes, you up next. I see you see out there. What's your take on all this? Because y'all are like a primary area, Georgia, the Bible Belt, Mississippi, Tennessee, all y'all Bible, black belts areas. Definitely Democratic. And say for those people who are not into that agenda, how do you see that working in those regions?
Well, I see that part of Trump's failures as a president is bad advisors. He has nothing but bad advisors around him, and perhaps some of the advisors probably advised him in a very forceful way to go along with the vaccines, and it has definitely taken a toll on his people. But the one thing, the difference between the Trump supporters, like myself, and the Democrat supporters, Democrats go with anything. They'll go with killing babies at 9 months. They'll go with letting little boys and girls play in different sports, going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
along with all kind of crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
The Republicans has booed Trump when he talks about that damn vaccine. They have checked anything that Trump does that they don't like. They don't mind speaking about his failures and things that he has done wrong. But the Democrat Party, the only thing they'll do is, they're both the same. They do not stand against all the awful things that they support. Now, I do not support Trump with his vaccine.
Yeah. Let's go with that, because the thing is, I'm trying to get y'all to see what's coming. Now, we know what you're saying. We got a chance to analyze this whole thing. I will say this to everybody before we take calls. Let's have your facts together on with this battle between Trump. Now, Trump has actually went to court and actually did open a lot of light onto the whole espionage thing. I'm saying to myself, well, is he – because remember, we did shows now. I'm going to bring this mystical stuff out. Since we did shows that said Trump was hanging – his uncle, his name ain't Trump. It's Dolph. And his uncle – was with Tesla. And that's where this book called The Last President. He had this book. Mm-hmm. We did a show on that. We did a show showing that it was so similar to what we're going through now. Boom, boom, boom. Now, all you old schoolers out there around in New York, a lot, like everything, going to New York, the city was a beautiful thing for Buffalo to go. They take me to the bus, great. Everybody loved. That's what we found out Trump was big at. Well, we used to go to the clothes in New York. It's a bus that comes all the way from here, Syracuse, goes to this, goes to Albany, goes to Skidell, all that area. It picks you up, takes you straight to New York for a little bit of money. Back in the day, Trump would have Ponderosas, all these goddamn things, food, everything. He's been a Svengali. Everybody knows what Svengali is. He's like the white Don King to us, able to sell anything. So, again, before we get crazy, let's understand how this works. He was on Rona Barrett. If any of y'all remember Rona Barrett out there, it was like Barbara Walters at the same time, too. She was battling Barbara Walters. She was fighting the Barbara Walters, really. And she was getting everybody. And Trump told people back then, if you watch the interview, he was going to be president. He's going to run for president back when he was on everything. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is how we talk to people. I got confidential sources that put me on the stuff, and I didn't realize. I'm Buffalo. Y'all listen, Buffalo. This is deep right here, y'all. Now, I start researching Trump and Epstein just because I don't care how your people think about it. I'm going to look up for myself what they're hanging with. And I said, damn, he is with all these girls, man. He's like Hugh Hefner, but who am I? I'd probably be around them too. If I was hanging with them, I'm taking pictures of the Jills and shit and everything else. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, cool. But then I came across where he had the Buffalo Jills. A whole plane was with the Buffalo Jills, the Buffalo Bills football team. Now, Trump knew what they form a something that day. He wouldn't do nothing with them. He took pictures with them and everything. And we watch it with people and everything, loved ones, people we love and stuff. We talk about football and all of a sudden. I said, wow, they brought that to my attention. That why aren't we seeing cheerleaders with the Buffalo Bills anymore? Check this out. Why haven't we seen cheerleaders with the Buffalo Bills? So I said, wow, that's crazy. I go look it up. The Buffalo Bills cheerleaders is suing the NFL for $70 million for being able to only sit on. They want them to be like little prostitutes. Go look it up, everybody. Go look it up. That's why you don't see Buffalo Bill cheerleaders. Think about it. You ain't seen no Buffalo Jills in a long time. And I remember I had a picture. And then people, that's how you know the puzzle, dry bone. You be telling somebody, say something. You say, oh, man, that's deep. Did I see that go with the picture where Trump was in the Buffalo Jills and them. And see, Epstein was getting cheerleaders all over. That's why the only cheerleaders you see practically, a lot of cheerleaders are suing the teams now. See how they kept that under the table? Only teams getting paid the highest is the Dallas Cowgirls. Because they ain't got stairs, they only got queers. If y'all was in the Army, what are you, stair or queer? Remember that Army talk, y'all? 3364.
Come on ahead. Yo, who do, man? Hey, look here, bro. What's up, bro? Y'all throwed out a lot of shit about this weather thing, man. Y'all got to...
Yes.
You got to give people receipts, man.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. That's right. That's right. I'm right here. Well, this weather thing, see, I give people receipts, man. When I talk about the weather, give them some receipts. Call. You can't look up hog and ham. Okay? You can't just be putting spitting shit out there, man. Because I don't know about y'all. I'm in the book of the Now Test My Mental, okay? You got the Old Test Your My Mental, the New Test My Mental, and then you got the scripture, that scripture. But me, I take my medicine, my prescriptions, okay? So it's a fun time to be alive, man.
Hey, that's pretty good. Hey, I like how you put that. Like, they don't know you were saying Testament. They know you were saying Old New Testament.
No, you got to test your mental, man. When you get a check, you test your mental, man.
Prescripted. I love it.
You got to test your mental. I test my mental right now, every day, man. But, yeah, it's a train that go from... the East Coast to California in 48 minutes underground. And
underground.
I ain't got above top. Yes, sir, in 48 minutes,
yep.
Man. But I don't have the damn the clearance and the damn top security clearance to get on that train, man.
No,
but anyhow, man.
It's a fact. That's a fact because that's like you said earlier. And you said the lockdown.
Yes, sir.
Another one. Another one on the thread. I keep telling y'all this thread, they be sending all kind of information. Now,
yeah.
You remember we were all used to talk about they got the underground city was in D.C., the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you said they closed. That's why they closed off the Grand Canyon. Many of y'all been saying that for years.
Yeah.
So that could validate that war she talked about where they coming out of the Great Grand Canyon because obviously it's subterranean.
Yeah, and speaking of this weather thing, man, I know a couple of years ago in Illinois and a couple of states, they was getting ready to pass a law where we couldn't even collect rainwater, man. What the
Check
fuck
that
is
out.
That shit, man? Where you go to jail for collecting rainwater, man?
Yep.
In Illinois, man, and that bill 14067, okay, you're right. Biden passed that shit in like March, but then everybody was saying, remember? Last month, everybody talking about it's going to be implemented December 13th. I heard everybody saying that shit, man. So, but then, when I test my mirror, I won $50 because I kept telling everybody what they going to do. They not going to fuck up the economy on their Christmas time. Not until December 13th.
But we said, to go along with what you said, to validate what you said, think about it, y'all. Why would the people who hold the debt want to just, that's enough?
And those people
It's Japan, China, Great Britain, Belgium, and the Cayman Island banks. Now, them is your biggest debt collectors for everybody on this line. Even if you don't pay debt, you're still paying some taxes. They get everything. They get the booty.
Like brother said, man, with the real New Year, and the equinox. That's where we've got to you be test your mental, because they might, right. Well, I don't like to say they, but it might happen on the equinox, man. That's when they brought October on the equinox, right? Yeah. So it's a fun
October
time
surprise.
To be alive to test my mental.
October surprise. No, it makes this. October surprise. That's why we call it. Libra know. The
you talk
balances.
About, you talk about Tesla. You talk about Tesla. I found out that guess who was on Tesla board with Tesla? Prescott Walker Bush, man. He was on the board with Tesla. And one more thing before I let somebody speak. I found out that your boy Yee missing, man. Y'all ain't seen nothing by Yee in the last couple of weeks, ain't it? I hope he's somewhere thinking, man.
They had him on something. He's doing like this underground stuff with this Jaguar writing all them. Now it's a lot of stuff out there being said about a lot of things that makes crazy sense. That's why I told you these robot dogs, because you think about it. We don't know if these people clones or not no more, because people don't believe that shit like we talking here. People think we making this up. Me and you having an intelligent conversation about real science that is happening, and most people will take that out. Oh, these niggas crazy. So let's not even know how deep this is. Now, you said if I'll be fine.
Since you say deep.
Saying,
okay. Go ahead.
I said, you've been saying for years that there was clone this, clone that. Damn sure we would have bet on that. Was you would have some, because everybody now is admitting. Everybody now is admitting that these people are having clone effects. And I said to myself, how do you stay up all day? Think about how do you stay up all day? Go to work. You tired after 8 hours. These people on the NBA, then they in the morning time early, then they on all day after that. You'd be like, well, what y'all taking?
Flying across country, flying to other countries. Come on now.
Yeah. So what are we taking? Now, let's just be honest. We all thought that was crazy back in the day when Wes was all of us were talking that shit. Many people, not all y'all, but some of y'all from the newer, no, I'm telling y'all. We at a stage where she said they was bringing people over the wall. I'm telling you, people used to debate everything about this flat earth. That's why Shaq got in trouble. That's why a lot of them got in trouble, because they was listening to the same thing we listened to and went and looked it up, started to say that shit making sense. That's why Corey and all them, because what happens is they're going to have to make a stand. And we all go to that money game. That money game, which is a very powerful entity. It's electronic. It brings energy to you. Everybody don't believe that. Just think about if I drop some money off to you and you ain't got to pay me back. You'll be like feeling enlightened. So it has an energy component, whatever y'all might believe is money. Just put it like that. And this is where they're going to play us, everybody. They're going to make us believe that since it ain't no real money, we all say it ain't real. Remember, for years, the Moors were saying that money ain't real. It's fiat. Y'all remember that talk? It's fiat. Well, if it ain't fiat, then what is real money? And then when we find it out, man, we're going to be... That's where the great reckoning comes. 5038.
What's going on, Dry Bones family? How's
What's
everybody?
Mess up, brother. Kathy, what's happening? Thank you for coming in, brother. Sean Kathy. Happy New Year for you coming, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. And I better believe I can get some sparks flying, because I got my sparks flying right now. And man, let me kick it off. Let me just throw this scenario out here first. Is it possible that everybody can agree that when it came to the Bible, that the possibility of the real people could have been changed from black to white? Could anybody agree with that?
Yeah, could have been changed.
Yeah, that's what happened to Cain, man.
Okay.
What happened to Cain?
Right, so the identity of the Bible has been changed.
Right.
So now I want y'all to put in your memory right now. Imagine that happened to American history. Imagine that the founding fathers were actually black people. Imagine everything we were told, the French Revolution, the King Louis is a black man. Mm-hmm. I saw his portrait whitewashed in George Washington's house. The Prussian leaders, before it came Russia, they were all black people. This here,
that makes sense.
Man, look here. look at all the paintings of the founding fathers, anything in American history, and you see there's a smudges on them. They've been whitewashed over. George Washington, he has nothing but photographs, and what they did, they took those photographs and had an artist like do the trace lines on them and then try to paint it like that. But they got the real statue of George Washington, the black man, the George Washington temple. Man, look, I'm just saying like
okay,
this.
Okay, hold on. No, stay with me. Now, let's be honest. They never really had that. I mean, all of us had the book of 11 black presidents. They get J. A. Rogers and them. Our people back in the 30s knew this. J. A. Rogers. Yeah, if anybody's the greatest historian, J. A. Rogers, he made the book for us to see that they had Woodrow Wilson and all them. Now, okay, I got that. I ain't even got no problem with that because they gave us the clue with Prince Whipple. Here's a prince on the Delaware with him. Navigate him across. That's the sign right there that it was black people. I don't see what it comes. I ain't. My question to all y'all is, then is we fighting the wrong people?
Hold on.
Because if these black people are there, which I could go with, they was having sex, making marijuana, all that. Just like you said, hemp. George Washington was hemp growers, just like they are today. So you telling me that the bloodline of these black folks, where did we turn on each other where we got to this level is the question I want to purvey out there. Because how could you be the father of the country and get fucked like we did? Tell me, somebody. I'm ready to hear that. That's going to be the
thing. Still getting fucked now.
Hey, here's another thing. I'm going to tell you how everything got
reversed.
That's deep. The word Slavic. The word slave is a late word. So when you go back to the 13th Amendment, Abraham Lincoln did not want to free the Slavics because they caused a goddamn war to begin with. And then all of a sudden, when he got assassinated, every day they took over. The same thing happened with France and Russia. It did like a whole house change.
Well, who
and
that?
We was all
now,
asleep,
let me
so
ask
we don't
you,
know.
Let me ask you. Now, are we fighting because you know, because you've been on both sides.
Is that when the Jews took over?
Right. That's what I was just going to say. Is that when they gave the Khazars the power?
When the Jews took over when Abraham Lincoln got assassinated.
Right. Is that what you're trying to
tell us? Yes, but it all happened simultaneously, even in Europe. All the royal families were black in Europe.
Right.
Everything, we all fell one time with the spell. We all got knocked down. So that's why we don't know what's what.
Okay,
sounded like that was planned and coordinated if it all happened at the same time.
Right.
It's a
well-orchestrated,
economic
forum.
Economic
forum.
Now, let's go there, because we got y'all hot today. Now, think about what y'all just said. Now, here's a group that has not been elected by nobody, the World Economic Forum. They've been elected by nobody. They're making governmental policies that are implementing globally around the world. So what is that? Ain't that the shadow government? So they're no longer hide who the shadow
that
is.
That sounds like Rittenhouse from Timeless.
That's right. The veil has been removed.
Right. The veil been removed. So we are not.
They
even
are
seeing.
The Illuminati. They
right.
are the Illuminati.
Right. So wait a minute. Here the veil has been taken from my eye, because when you talk about Masonic talk, when you talk about George Washington anyway, so let's make it real today if you want to get on that level.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went to the Tracer Board, D.C., seen
Club
all.
Hindi.
Yeah. See, yeah, with the biggest Hindi, yet he is the great Hindi. That right
Hindi.
There would take you. So the Germanic tribes are Saxony. Aryan is what? Indian.
German.
Hindu. Aryan is Hindu.
Yeah.
And American language is Indo-European. So what is Indo-European in the eyes of you? Because you know, you've seen both. Because Indo-Europeans said they was already mixed with us. So that's already a fallacy. So that means that you're right.
Yeah.
You're correct. So if we black mulattoes, what family are we fighting?
We're fighting the 13 tribes of Canaan, which is known as the Canaanites, which is known as the white people. So the Amorites are here in America, and the Canaan, all the names of the children are based all through America and through Canada and Europe. We moved them around, and then we got screwed. The Boston Tea Trade deal was we didn't want they stinking ass no more, and it came into a fight. And the British wasn't a British colony. It's the 13 tribes of Canaan. That's the colony.
Right.
There ain't no colonies in no place. You got a city. George Washington got inaugurated in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to have colonies with a city?
The House of York. He came over with the House of York. They tell you who they came with, and then they go into the House of York. That's where the Black Knights, that's why I asked you. I always bring up you because you're the only one who went there, seen the Ethiopian, the Black Knights. According to Dr. Williams, you know, said that these cathedrals is after these great knights. So, and then they make movies with Robin Hood with the Black Knights, but they only show one character. But we've been saying for years, since I've been around,
Martin Lawrence.
They represent us as a people. It's just they put us in as in a shadow. I would agree that it's an orchestrated thing of what I say the occult world. They show you the truth. They're Black Knights. But if you only think it's one person, it's only one person in the whole area is black. You get confused when that whole area was full of blacks.
Can I share something with you on that?
Yeah, because I got family that's over there. They over there with the Germans. I don't know how you made this on, but we'll talk all that one. Go ahead.
But see, everybody here, black people here, are from royal bloodline families, and y'all just don't realize it.
We've
been told. So let me say this. It was five nations that was united, and the Continental Army was just that, five nations bringing into one continental. Continent means you protect the continent, not a nation. So it was five nations that brought one army, and George Washington became the commander, while the president or the pharaoh was John Hanson's son, which is called John Hanson.
Right.
He resided as a pharaoh over there, and they just, you know, they switched chairs. That was it.
Now, let's make this clear, everybody.
Yep.
The picture that is supposed to be John Hanson. That ain't the John Hanson one that everybody been showing for years.
The black one, that's him.
Yeah, that they had no pictures of John
Hanson.
They lying. I'm just saying, just because remember, but the one they've been saying that they showing, according to everything that I got this, a lot of the own black people said that they wouldn't look this up. Because remember, there's a lot of D.C. Masons there. Lots of D.C. Masons, y'all. Don't get yourself fooled by that.
Drop on. What about
Philadelphia?
Abraham Lincoln, Africanus, man.
Africanus.
Abraham Lincoln, Africanus.
Right. So that debate is like, so this point in time, I'm still not even, I'm not even upset about that, because what you're saying is not, all of us out here, I think black folks was running around here selling each other, personally. That's my personal factual belief, and I won't even say belief, facts
we still are selling each other.
Right, so the indigenous people already had this complex of sell and buying and bartering. So if this is ancient,
you had
right?
married couples that were slaves. The husband, they say the wife was free, but the husband wasn't, and the wife had to go back and buy the husband back to get him out of slavery. That's documented.
Right. That's documented. So I'm trying to figure out, here's the thing with me. I have no problem with that. If Skippy Africanus, which I've seen pictures, without real pictures, they drawings. Because back in the day, if you look at the old cartoons of the Civil War era, these people would put hell of illustrations. They always showed a black in the seats with a hat looking nefarious because he was the major agent. But they didn't want to tell you that they bartering because the white supremacy concept, which is new. That's only 1700s, y'all, white supremacy concept. That's not even old, but we think it's old. It's not old. 1700s, when white people got this notion that they were superior, is because they was given that notion to say it. They knew all along where they came from. You don't think they know? All these black bars in Germany, Switzerland, with black faces on the gods. When you see the Polacks, worship the Madonna. Come on, y'all. How long have we got to see black idols to know that they are worshiped? But are we worshiped today is the question. I'm about to get high. I'm about to gasoline.
And Drabo, just all the brothers that was on active duty in Germany, who's sweeping up all the white women over there?
Right, we were. big dicks are black dicks is all over Europe, and you want me to think they ain't have black dicks all the time? Ancient world tells you that. Their squiskins are their squiskins got pictures with they holding their dicks. Walking through Greece, black as hell. What kind of shit? See, that's why I get upset.
The whole penis.
We got a problem here. See, I ain't even shook by us telling it was. I've been saying, how long y'all been knowing me? Most of y'all, I said, man, we did this to ourselves since the time I always been talking. When I got the knowledge about who we are, what we are, I said, we did this to ourselves. How the hell we can invent all this shit? Cars first, Patterson first dude to make the car. Everybody know this by now, except I guess they don't. Everything been built. It had to be built, but somebody, my man, I don't want to name people on the show because they're governor. I had a good talk with people because you meet a lot of people during this holiday season. And we were talking, and he was saying the same thing I hear families going through. Each generation can't connect to the other one because no one knows that their generation was the father to what we have now. So that generation that can't see that, don't know, they're in the hospitals all the time, sickly, they're going to be your parents and family members because no matter how much you can tell them, how much the doctor, the plasma, everything, the first one to fix AIDS is black, that don't mean shit to them. They're having you figured that out by now. I can go all the way back. How far you want me to go? Sickle cell, we found it at. Light bulb, how much more shit I got to keep telling my people? Telling your sons and daughters. And you still say they can't comprehend that? That means that we did a bad job with the education. Now they have been usurped. Their brains are now MLK Ultra. I'm going to prove this today.
Or maybe it ain't meant for everybody to wake up. That's the realization I'm coming to.
I'm going with you on that one, too, because here's the thing with this so-called Bible book, which is the Ancient of Days. They ain't say nothing about a multitude of people getting away. They said remnants.
Right.
How you think they went into the earth? A remnant. The antediluvian era with Noah's supposed story with the great flood is universally around the whole world. So that makes that story a universal phenomenon. So obviously if this so-called flood happened, that means that these people had enough knowledge to go under the earth, obviously. That's why that Uganda movie shows you they can live under the earth. That's why Haiti today got underground caverns, that they got fresh water. They got everything in the Caribbean. That's why they over there usurping. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question.
I bet, though,
black folks is ruling the earth right now. Come on.
Hmm.
3495. Let's make that one. That's 3-4-3-4-9-5. You on the Helios where the fire is hot. It's 2023, Brother Eddie. Where you at? We got five on this one today.
Happy New Year.
Happy New to
Happy
you,
New
sister.
Year's
Go
New
ahead.
Family.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Ken Weston, I just want to tell you that you are on it.
Oh, Miss Ken Weston.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
Happy New Year to the
Yes.
To the family, wherever you are, you and yours, you know. You all are honored. You shared so much until I forgot what I wanted to say. I didn't write it down. So I'll come back.
Now you go right ahead. Go with what you want to say. This is the great Quinn Weston. Yes, Motown, everything. Go ahead, sister.
God bless you. I'm telling you, you shared so much, I got a little confused myself and forgot what I wanted to say. I should have wrote it down. So I'm going to write down the next thing I want to say, okay?
Okay,
but listen,
you do that. Go ahead.
I just turned 82 years old. To God be the
good. I love it. And much, much love to you for turning that. For all of us who don't know, your legacy will be with us and to know that you are the one who put all that back in the day to gave that black power and the energy, that music that you gave. We appreciate that because it drove all of us to this day. So thank you so much. And I'm definitely glad to have you on this special day. Go ahead.
My first memory is of the church that I was raised in.
Mm-hmm.
My first memory that talks about the one God. It talks about God is love. And that love prompts us all. And we don't have to react to every act. And we got to work on that. God bless you. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Now, I know love is there. And I tell y'all, we the most loving people in a time of trouble. I would say this to everybody out there. I don't want us to come to being showing the love that's necessary when it gets to a calamity like that Bible say.
That's determined that and season for all
yeah.
things, little baby.
And for all things.
But
there you go.
If we
start
with that love, then we'll be strong
there
enough
you
to
go.
Deal with that.
There you go. I'm glad you're with me. Stay with me with that because I use the Bible because the Bible is definitely, I told everybody, they don't know what it is, it ain't my fault. It tells you everything. Let me ask you because you come from, you were able to see so many generations right now. That's how blessed you are. Tell me the time that you feel through all the time. What would you take the most special time in your life that you became like enlightened to what was going on with the world?
In 1944, I was 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
and my aunt, who was in the Women's Air Force, she was stationed in Japan, and she came home, and she brought me a wooden airplane with a red tail, but she didn't tell me nothing about it. But shortly after that, there was this big hoorah about the red tail angels. I had been having nightmares, and I don't ever remember telling anybody about it. But I believe that the pride that I got from what I was feeling from the Tuskegee Airmen and the Red Tail Angels, how they turned history around because of them. If they had not gone in there, I'd be in Hitler's room. Wherever we are now, think about how and where we would have been if Hitler had gotten in there. But because of that, the Tuskegee Airmen have been a surprise for me. I think that's where Lift Every Voice came from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I made a story up about my dad. I said my dad was a war hero. He got killed in the army. He was red telling. I'm right here with that same feeling that God gave me that time. Which to me means we were a different kind of people there.
Mm.
And what they represented pride, they represented integrity. They went to tell the people, we don't care what you say about us. We know who we are, and we come to show them. And that's what they did. And you know what? After doing that, when they came back home, well, nobody to say thank you. Nobody.
Mm. Now, let me ask you a question. I'm going to say something that makes me relate to that story to show credence and validation of what you say. I'll just finish watching because I was watching TV. I watched the Deacons of Defense again. And all of them were military. And he asked every one of them brothers down in Louisiana. Oh, it was terrible. And he asked them, he said, how many white men did you kill in the First World War? And one of them said, I killed six. He asked the other one, well, how many did you kill in the Second World War? Because one only killed the first one. Rest of them. He said, well, I had to kill a few. He said, you was proud to do it. He said, you was proud to do it.
Okay.
He said, now we need to take care of our land here. And I said, man, what a concept. What do you think about? Somebody make a noise. Somebody make a noise. Put yourself on mute if you don't. Is that you? Somebody, whoever make a noise, please put yourself on mute so we can let my sister answer your question. I've seen that movie. I felt how the pain was that they were able to go and fight over there, really be heroes for democracy, heroes for everything that was against Mussolini and the racism of the Jews. But in our own country, they did not get the respect of how they was death defying in doing so for this country. And I kind of hurt me inside sometimes when I see that. You think the biggest trait, Ms. Weston, is they got the black
The most understanding I have gotten was from the George Lucas, the guy that did the documentary.
Yeah, George Lucas.
Double victory. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I was I got more understanding of their plight through his documentary, Double Victory. But I was told that some of the Tuskegee Airmen walked off the set because they were not happy with what he was doing. So now, if I'm getting the most information I've ever had, something that the Tuskegee Airmen are not satisfied with, what does that even mean? That means nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How am I going to know? How am I going to get to what they're dissatisfied about? We're supposed to know that. You know, one of the things that you all were talking about earlier, I love Mae West. One thing I heard Mae West say, she made her own movies because she had, people didn't want her to do what she wanted to do, so she said, okay. She did this, wrote her own thing, just like, W.C. Fields?
Yep.
Anyway, she said, I don't expect my enemy to do the best thing for me. Why am I going to pay you more than I pay anybody else? I don't want you to come. I'm going to pay you what I have to, but you don't get anything. My problem is, I want to say this, my problem is, and that's coming together, Black people have done more to me than anybody else. We got to get that together.
Now let me ask you that, because that's the deep. I mean, when you've been through so many genres of seeing the cycle. We were with Bill Cosby to see what happens today with him, to see the things that you was a part to, of that time, the right on, the watch stats, doing all the great.
Can I tell you my opinion of that? I remember when I first met Bill, his manager had stole $5 million from him. Could do nothing to the manager. He could do nothing to the manager, but he did what he could.
Right.
That's my opinion. I don't know nothing.
Right.
Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I agree 100%.
And then it just took over.
Yeah. I feel you 100. I feel you 100. Let me ask you that also. I got you because I say you're a living legend of what's happening. You're a storybook because you've been so well. Motown.
I don't know anything. I don't know nothing. I'm just telling you what I feel. Okay.
Right.
I got right to feel what I feel.
That's right. That's right. And that's true. Before I take another caller, let me ask you, do you feel like the education from when you was a child or growing up, how do you feel?
Man, I'm so glad you brought that up. When I left Detroit in 96 and I went to Israel and I stayed that until 99. When I came back, I was in California and then I came back to Detroit. When I came back to Detroit, they said that the young people in Detroit were 70% illiterate. 70%? How is that possible?
Wow.
How is that possible when they got the casinos in here who were supposed to contribute to the school system and they didn't even have no toilet paper? That's another thing I heard y'all talking about, making the local people responsible. Financial managers in here, one to the school board system that they're already having problems. And when he left, they were $300 million worse. Nobody said where that money went.
Right. They don't say nothing. Thank you, Mr. West. Oh, thank you. Ken Weston. Appreciate that. That's just love, for real love, telling us the facts and truth about what's going on in areas that we all don't get to see. You stay with us, sister. Let me take a quick. All you on there.
Yeah, I'd like to say happy birthday to Miss Kim.
Thank you, darling. God bless.
Yeah, go ahead. That's a great.
And I just
Kim
posted
Weston.
Your picture when on your album when you was Black in the Day, we had that afro and that green dress, man.
Man.
You're in your prime now, man. I just sent your picture your album.
Happy New Year,
Yes, happy New Year to her. And
Eddie said, let him in 5298 when you get a chance.
Okay, I see him right there. Tell him go ahead. I'm getting ready to put him in right there. I'm gonna go ahead with you. If you want to wait to the break and I just bring you in on, yay or nay, I'll do that. Or if you want to go right in right now, let me know. I'll put you right now.
You wait for the break.
Okay, wait for the break.
Wait for the break, Sam.
Wait for the break.
Wait
for the break. We'll be kind of five on. There you go. That's why I say, boy, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. Soon as we get back, Brother Eddie will take it in there for 2023, what it needs to be. Go ahead.
Greetings, family. Greetings. Much love on this new year, family. And let me start off with saying, please, I want y'all to empty your cups and taste a cup of my tea. You can't taste my tea if your cup is full. It'll run over. So empty your cups, because happy five, family. Happy five. When we say happy New Year's and we get complacent with it starts in March and oh, that's still, huh? Come on, that's what you got. Put it on standby. The new year, regardless of where it is, baby, you never thought, comes to the number five. I don't care where we place this new year. The number is five. I got five on it, family. My five is my resolutions. Do you even make one? I do. It's not they damn resolution. Resolution comes to five, damn it. I got the five, baby. See, we got to understand what this five, that is the word magic, 32, the five. It's the casting of the spells. Cast spells is 41, the five. Every new year, every resolution, baby, find that five. The love is five. That's the code. They gave it to us in a story. I just gave it to us in my last class last Wednesday. Pulling it up.
Don't worry about the call. Somebody dropped it. Go ahead. Keep going.
Basically,
Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ, is the fire. Mm. That Jesus is no more than the sun. Christ is the rays. Sun rays is Jesus Christ. We don't see it that way because they changed the sun, S-U-N, to his son being S-O-N, nine. Jesus is nine. Light is nine. Jesus is the light and the way, the nine, family. The nine and the five and the nine. The sister even said they got 59 damn submarines all over the world lined up to send off what? These frequencies, baby. The five. See, that's why we here in Illinois is in region five on the 41st parallel. Find out where you are. Find that number, but find the five, baby, and you see the truth. That's why true is five. You got to be true to the self. Woo! Start with the five, baby. When we find it, that's all I've been saying. Five on it, because they not hear it in English. English is 32 to 5. It's the occult, 23 to 5. It's confusion, 32 to 5. If we find the confusion, we see the spells. We can break it. But if we keep manifesting what we speak, because manifest is 32 to 5, we manifesting it. They just put it in our face. Any movie, anything, and when we start regurgitating, repeating it, regardless, not seeing the number behind what's coming out of our mouth, if you don't know the number, which is the key to the magic that comes out your mouth, the number behind the word, family, that's it. Find those numbers, and we can break the damn spells. Because it's the English that we have adopted, this language that gives us the definition of each word, the direction, and the description. And when we follow it, we adapted it, that's the damn agenda. We just accepted the agenda, which is called, what, the reset. We've been reset instead of awakened. We talk about the awakening blocks the reset. But when we get into their reset by their words, not knowing their numbers, that's part of the new so-called world order. But anyway, fam, y'all on it. I've been listening from the beginning and listening for the five on everything y'all say because we all got five on it.
Go ahead. They say numbers. When we first started, where you at on these numbers here? Because if I start naming numbers, Wednesday nights, I don't even want to tell you, Wednesday nights, Sister Antoinette, always love you. Do keep up with what you're doing. Brother Eddie and many others. Let's go with it. I don't even go with it because I'm seeing these numbers are actually like all the time now when you start to really pay attention. There's black magic, white magic. Like you say, we got the choice to make good and evil. We can make good. That's a fact because it was good people all through that disaster, everybody. I'm going to tell us a little story. Sometimes we take for granted. I hate to say it, but when calamity hit, somehow the best of us come out. What's the word? I don't know what the numbers for calamity is, but please, if you could look that up right quick. But think about it. It take a calamity for everybody to come on one agenda, basically. Now, in the wrong hand...
Add this right quick, brother? What we call calamities is basically the five. We call it man-made. Man-made is five. Or natural. Natural is five. That's what brings us together. Man-made or natural disasters.
Natural disasters.
Right now, we're talking about Buffalo. Regardless if it was man-made or natural, we come together.
Together.
We help.
See?
So it's still the five that brings us together.
Wow. That's why I asked you. I said that. So we got the possibility. That's why I tell everybody there is a positive aspect to everything that we talk about based on the fact that you just told them if you could decantize those spells. Because remember, back in the day, I used to watch Bewitched. Everything was an incantation to reverse the spell. So there is a reversal process, no doubt about that. It's either us coming in tune to that aspect. Y'all feel the same on there, all y'all in the loop? Is that like we got to come in tune to the being in top part of this aspect of change, basically? Because if we're going to be like agents of change, which they try to, you know, say we are, is that the aspect that are we all online? I got your lines open.
You know, me personally, you know, and like most of the other bones have said, you know, it's, and I've said it's going to have to be, and then Brother Eddie, it's going to have to be more in tune with ourselves, because in order to become one, we had to become one within ourselves, and then that will tie into Mother Earth itself, because we are children of sea, we are children of soil, we are children of earth, you know, where it divvies into, you know, whether, you know, your bloodline is fire, earth, water, and we separate in the elements, but we still come together, but it's within, you know, and that's just my talk. Hotel, brother.
So I'll take that, because let's go with that, because everybody know the symbol, know thyself. That's been said. I am that I am. That's been said. We know it's a self concept, because in the word self, the word EL is in the middle of self. So it has a God complex to the word self, obviously. But don't these cells got to come together to create? See, this is where we get into the biology of metaphysics. Doesn't these cells come together? Even if it's a sleeper cell, it's still a group, ain't it?
Absolutely.
It's still a assassin. The word assassin is still a multiplex word. You can have your one assassin, but what if you got legions of assassins? So these words
assassin
are military
Creed.
So
into
these
bad
words
lands,
are used unilaterally.
Watch it.
Yeah, it's the bad. Right, and I like the bad land, because I looked at now these barons, but we always talked about these barons. They make Carnegie, all these people that they represent, they have, but that movie you talk about is giving these secret society aspects, which I'm seeing everywhere on these shows. All of them showing they got a secret cell within the cell. So this is where the cancer shit coming from, because that's where the cancer is, a cell, right? And you the body, and you allow this cancer cell without able to attack it. That's how these people look at shit. I'm telling you, these are like really not humanoid. That biology shit, man, if you can cut people open without no problem, think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. You can cut people open, have no problem. Won't flinch.
Absolutely.
This is, so think about that one on that aspect and good and evil.
Yeah,
so think about that.
They even had healing properties, you know.
Healing properties.
They were into the metaphysics. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you look at Into the Badlands, man, you had people, they were being killed, but then they had the power because they were so tied into the metaphysical with the monks and up in the, you know, they had healing abilities, but they were tapped into the Most High.
Let's go with that, because I'm telling you, I watched this old, I sent it out to a few of y'all on WhatsApp. I use WhatsApp for the main thing, because go there, you know, it's kind of easy to get it into people quicker, fast. But nonetheless, it showed in 1970, I couldn't get the clip, but y'all look it up. This group was on, I sent it to you, WhatsApp. It said, I think Sister Shanine sent it to us. It was, they were talking about the New World Order back in the days when they were having them shows, them nighttime shows. And he said it was going to be in three parts, and he said it's going to be a world religion. After all the other stuff, then they were bringing the world religion. And I said, man, you know, it's kind of strange, because you can see that all these religions now are even being persecuted, if you think about it, on the scale of the worldwide. Even in Ukraine, notice no one's talking about the Ukrainian government taking out churches now. That's fascism. Killing the churches,
or is it Satanism? They telling you that the satanic cult, the whole satanic paradigm is taking over.
Right. So basically, right now, this is what I'm trying to get people to see. Now, because you say it's satanic, now let's get deep, because I like this stuff here. Are they talking about the? Because remember, we don't even pay attention no more like we used to. Not all y'all here, but people around it. These eclipses, these blood moons, all these things that people say, oh, it has no effect on us. Okay, is that a spell? Because why would people do these rituals on that time? Just like we do on right now.
I mean, I can contend that these damn holidays are spells. We just went through Christmas and New Year. Christmas, Santa Claus, old Saint Nick.
Right.
That's not a spell.
That's not a spell. So here it is where I'm losing down on your own Bible that it would deceive the very elect, because think about it. The spells is done during the celestial stuff, They never said they wasn't doing the spells in the celestial time. It says if you ain't paying attention to when we doing them, that's on y'all. So if they doing the spell, now the whole supposed to be according to everybody, Brother Kwame, all y'all been saying, I look up everything y'all say because, hey, facts matters. That's why I love y'all. Y'all showed it went across. NASA showed. Sister Lee, y'all showed. All that shit went across at one time. And you don't think CERN, we talk about CERN now, but you don't think CERN was turned on, all 59 of them, to bring portals in. Now, this is where we get deep. If you into the real
That's why you got to use your mind for discernment, man. You got to have discernment.
Not only did
man.
They do the portals, they was drying up y'all water, too.
Now,
that's why
I'm
you got to use your mind for discernment. We're at the high noon now.
We're getting ready to the high noon. We're going to high noon time. Now, this is your Bibles, though.
Right,
your Bibles. Go ahead.
This is what I wanted to tell you all earlier that you were talking about. I was blessed to go to Senegal, and I was in Dakar, which is the last door from Africa coming this way. And I was told by the Africans that the collaborators, who are Africans, set it up for the people to be shown. I just wanted to throw that in. I didn't want to forget that.
That's why I say I love you, because see, facts matter. That's why I love you, sisters. Thank you so much. I mean, facts matter. And you gave a fact. And you experienced it because you went to the third door. Those are your magic terms. She went to the third door for her for them to tell them, like Bob Barker on The Price is Right.
And you can feel the pain.
Wow.
But how could you destroy all of that? There's no way. We fear that. That's a part of what we're going through.
Right. And that's why I talk about it. Because they showed this history to us that I learned. It took me a long time because I love history. Anybody know that? I said, I want to know if this is happening, why? I always say, why is it happening? Okay, then you get to it and you say, wow. The story has definitely been lied.
I'm telling you, so many things. When I was 5, 6, 7 years old, I was saying the same thing that you all said to me. You know?
Wow. See, that's all showed us, that we're trying to get growth. And you able to tell the story through so many generations, sister. I love you for that. And Brother Ray and all y'all, because I met y'all through Brother Ray, Sister Antoinette. See, as those of you say, we are on a multi-thinking line here. It's old, young, everybody on between. So we loving it.
You know what God told me? But God told me, if I look back, everywhere I got a complaint, that's a blessing, man, because I'm still here.
Right, you still here. Able to tell that story.
The blessing is a blessing everywhere I had a problem. Well, oh, my goodness. Those songs that say, yield not to temptation or yielding your sin. Each victory will help you.
It's like a war in life. Each victory gets you smarter and smarter.
Every time we're able to kill one of them dragons in ourselves, it prepares us for the next step.
I like what you said, the dragon within ourselves. That's the dragon. You know what you talk about when you said the dragon in ourselves. Dragon in ourselves. Hold on, we're at the top of the hour, everybody. We got 60 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want everybody hold tight.
That's what you had that natural hairdo, man.
Hold on.
Yeah, that natural hairdo. You got the information, man.
Hey, he like that hairdo. Let's do some postcard, sister. You still can do it. Today, it's always money for nostalgic prison. Hold on tight. We're going to be right back. Let me get everybody. Those of you, jump on the internet. Jump off. At 1 o'clock, it's off. You jump on now. We maybe will hold you in there. Put yourself on whatever you got to do. We trying to make sure everybody gets in there. And then again, thank y'all for listening today. This is the Dry Bones New Year's special with everybody. Everybody's a star on this one. Everybody's a star. Let me find some. Let me get some old school stuff, Miss Kim Weston. Let me get some old school with Miss Kim Weston out here. Not be forgotten, and we're gonna keep you always.
To God be the glory.
Yes,
and that's really how we're supposed to live our lives. But the people that are in charge are supposed to protect us. That's their duty, their obligation. When we use what God has given us freely, we're supposed to be protected, because we can fight the fight and do that too.
Well, let me ask you. Happy New Year. All right. We're going to keep it going. Stay with us. Put yourself on mute. Everybody, we're about to get even deeper. I want some fire. Yeah, keep listening. Don't worry. You ain't got to go nowhere. Just keep listening. I'm going to bring some more calls in. I'm going to bring something up that everybody know. I keep telling, I have to hype this up. Y'all were saying the Merchant of Death. Now, I want you to know this deal was made with the NBA. It's another big story. I know she just mentioned about the military. See, it's a creed that no Marine be left behind. And see, what you're going to see in the early stages of 2023 is them going to be battling about Afghanistan. Mark my words. Afghanistan going to be brought up. Now, these nations, I don't think you understand if you don't know. They were called bays. They were called bay. Like Jakor, Vable, Bay, all Bays. Don't pretend like because Turkey look like it look, but it's a lot of Black Turks. And probably, you know, those who want to identify everybody by his color, but they don't. They are Turks, black or white. They will put some shit on your ass in a minute. They don't care what color you is. They don't care what color you are when it comes to their national origin. I'm ask y'all. I'm kind of upset by some of the things said, because sister, she made me hurt. I felt that pain. Can you imagine going to fight in a war that we've been fighting, and only to find out that we've been fighting in almost every important war that ever happened in America? Could not have been fought by, if you go by people of color or indigenous. Couldn't even been won. Do y'all know that?
But ain't no doubt about it.
Yes, Brother Sean Caddy, you out there because you military. No, I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everyone, Bunker Hill. The start, that's a creed. That's what y'all just said, Assassin Creed. That was to assassinate the characters so you wouldn't think they would be with, but they told you first. The first to draw blood was Bunker Hill. Died at the Christmas Attucks. A black dude now. Okay, they gave you one clue. I'm going to give you all the clues so you won't get mad now. Then they said, how can we start the war? Let's look like black people. Called the Boston Tea Party. I mean, how much more can they tell you before you wake up? Now, hold on. Not only did they pretend to be indigenous people, start a revolution. They pretended, now listen to what I pretended to be black people back then. How come we didn't catch that?
That's the Bible all over again.
That's blackface. They did blackface on us and pretended to be some people, but they had the guy who started the war who was black. Y'all didn't catch it. See, the guy who started the war was already the first to die for the fight. Y'all stop what I say. Brother Caddy, you already told us the truth. You validated because you already said everyone. Let's go to the next one. Y'all act like Prince Whipple wasn't military. They coming up with black militias from the beginning. How many of y'all knew that? That most of the militias was black. From Algiers, Sudan. Y'all ain't know that?
Shabons, can I have one point on right quick?
That's why the school system should be ashamed of themselves today. Go ahead, sister.
Yesterday I was thinking about seeing the face of the first Statue of Liberty that was black. I'd like to see the real one.
Right. Right. Black. First one black. Now, that was a sign. That was given to by the French, who everybody claimed. Now, here's where it gets crazy. See, I look up black cults, a cult. I love the black cult. Tells me the whole story. That's why I say I don't know why people look at it. What I see what the black occult was doing back in the ancient day, I was like, okay, this sounds like it ain't never left us. Now, the Statue of Liberty is a woman in chains given to us by Napoleon who's over the Grand Lodges of Europe. They're the Grand Orient. We already told y'all this. They the ones about the St. Louis Arches. That's why I got to go there, brother. We got to get to the St. Louis Arches so we can go over there because that's the gateway. Ain't that what they call it? The gateway energy belt to the West. And you had to be initiated to go through it. Now, that's the ancient days of that shit. Now, I'll try to figure out now. Because the golden arches, they're using magic on us on everything. Golden arches, McDonald's, all part of that. Louisiana Purchase, Louisiana is so cruel in its laws, they still brought slavery back to make goods in some of their prisons. No one talks about that. Democrat legislators did this. I'm going to call out the people so you can see where this is going to go soon. Now, if y'all watch y'all local leaders do this, then you will be part of your own apocalypse that you claim you have been knowing about for years. You know, everybody, every church say it's all coming. It's been said in the Bible. Okay. But it didn't say that they was going to pass laws where you would be able to be eaten now. See, I'm going to get deep on your ancient time on you. See, y'all ain't watching none of this legislation. Y'all letting bills go in. Yeah, we talk a lot, but only a few of us going to read the shit. Brother West, thank you. Brother, a few of y'all, and Brother D, yeah, thank you. Some of y'all going in to read the damn bill to see the danger part. The danger part is y'all been saying it for years. They want to kill us all. They want to kill us all. They want to kill us all. And yet, they got provisions to put mandate COVID centers back in line on some of these projects, make y'all have to hit universal income, firing many of you in the next few to 7 months based on technology paradigms because they already got your algorithms through your phone and through this computer and through everything we talk about. That's how pervasive these demons of the Ezekiel group that y'all say is Superman and all that shit. Remember, these ancient gods had these nine demigod, even the Egyptians. Don't forget that, y'all. Y'all leave out a lot of good stuff. I like to bring it back to you, back to your remembrance. That's another thing God said he was going to get you for. He said for not remembering. You didn't even remember they had an elite demigod group. Some of you do. Come online. Your line's open. Help us out. They had all kind of strange names. Ezekiel said it. Also, you know, Eli, you already know Lamech said it, Enoch, because you heard it here. So what are these type of people talking about? Where is these things that they was trying to leave out of the Bible? Nephilim stories. Did you know they found all these things around the earth that, I mean, unless you go and keep up with it and go on these sites and be like, wow. They finding animals coming out of the ground ain't never been seen before. Putting the right, it's crazy stuff. You'd be like, damn, that lives on the bottom of these oceans that they can't get to. They got robot cameras now going way down because they can't go down. Human body cannot go into the depths of the earth now. Not the one we got. Unless there's a cavern for us to live in. See, that's how you don't know. We don't even know. We find this by accident. Jacques Cousteau stuff and all this other stuff. Now, think about this. The Bible, I try to make it real to people because they demystified the whole thing because it had to be bringing into the English. Y'all said in your own today, you said it had to be brought into English. Why do you think? Because English got all the magic words in it. If you got the dictionary, it tells you the magic word. I'm not making this up at all.
Dry bones.
Go ahead.
I'd like to add to the Bible scripture, our people shall perish for lack of knowledge.
Yeah, that's a deep one.
And, that one is,
that's a scary
is very
one.
Relevant in our day and time because most of our people, they just go along with whatever without doing any type of due diligence, no research, no reading. And a lot of our people don't even instill reading into our children. So what the plan is to dumb us down like the slaves. Remember the slaves couldn't read. They didn't understand shit. They just had to figure
right.
it out as
they
went along.
Slave techniques so now.
They're using slave techniques.
Ancient slave techniques. That's what they're supposed
right.
to
so
yeah.
Exactly. And then when it relates back to the CERN, I wanted to comment on that. It goes back to the Book of Enoch because it talks about hollow, and it talks about chain leaders of the angels that came down under the abyss. Everything is all underneath the ground, just like when we die, and our souls are rested under the ground. So it just makes sense if these angels did come down, did create the Nephilim, did have sex, and perhaps their heirs are the ruling forces now. And they're trying
okay.
to break free.
Okay, yes,
their fathers
let's go, let's go with that. Yeah, yeah.
That's in the
let's go with that for me. Go ahead, finish it up. Go ahead, finish
so,
it up.
But the only way
okay,
that
so,
people can see this is if they read and research and things like I've done. I love research and
now,
I love history, and that's why I'm
that
connected
makes sense,
to the
right?
show,
because
I love
that's the Bible story.
You know, learning stuff.
That's
we
Bible,
all start
hold up, but hold
reading.
Hold on. That's a Bible scripture. That's a Bible scripture. I'm just trying to make
yes.
sure everybody, so that people don't think we're making this up. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself. That's your self thing. That's what y'all be talking about, thyself.
Yep.
That's thyself. Study to show thyself approved. It ain't saying let somebody else approve your shit. It said thyself. That's why, brother, when y'all said that, y'all validated it. Because y'all, it tells you in the story. That's where you get to. So everything y'all said today is so factual. I'm just bringing it to the presence of how simple this is.
That's why they say they went into the fair daughters of men. Who's the fair daughters of men? The
yeah.
black woman.
Yeah, yeah. Fair daughters. And then they go to that. Now, this is where we get to the magic for the woman. Now, I keep trying to tell y'all, I don't bring this up.
Grab on, before you leave from where you live, it also says that faith comes by hearing.
Right.
And hearing
oh, yeah.
the word. Okay? Yeah. You see what? And that's something that was revealed to me that that's a part of our problem because we're being dominated by what they want us to hear. And we're listening to it without even realizing that they're saturating us. They're saturating
analyzing. Let's use the right word for that, because I like what you just said so good. We don't analyze nothing as figuring out, okay, what you mean by that? Because if we just take it literally, just like a little kid, little mean little kid, literal, literally, literally, literally. It's like a kid mind. I mean, you just take everything. You don't see the special constructual.
Okay, if you
No, not you. I'm talking about the people out there that's out there listening to these words. That's how they be telling us good stuff. That's why you were such a be a lift every voice and sing. That them words lift every voice. That's like giving us power. And that's why those words.
Not every black voice, not every black voice, because what they're talking about is straight up, and everybody needs it. So lift every voice.
Right. Everybody. Right. That's why you said lift every voice. Every voice. You brought in everybody. That's why I just said that it brings in everybody. Thyself. No one could approve you but thyself approve unto God, it says in that scripture, about studying. Because a lot of people don't want to research nothing. They don't want to look up the gospel to see if it's factual, to see if it's true. We can't just take somebody lying to us. That's why the Bible gives you the evil side, lovers of lies. So if you become a lover of lies,
check that word,
a lover of truth, you have problems. That's what's going on.
Check that word you just spelled, word you just used, anal lies, okay? What is the anal?
Everybody anal lies.
On their anal.
That's right.
And a lie is fabricated stories.
Right.
They
don't analyze it. They don't look. They don't go to the depths to see this lying ass story. When you find out it's a lie, like the lie they told all. Think about it. They told us all this lie about these countries, 13 colonies, came over. Like, if you look at the story, it's just too easy. It's like, okay, come over here. People who got weapons don't fight you back. People who got all this gold, all this silver, temples everywhere, pyramids all over Central and South America and America. So there's got to be a lie being told somewhere that we should be thinking about more often now. Now, let me ask you.
Here's one here. How does America have a $1 trillion debt when we got trillionaires?
Right. Right. You got a trillionaire and you got these spell words. Like, now it's going to be Gidgetaires, Gidgetites, because they told you in that movie with the old lady got the young man, and he taking her gigabytes as a sexual context. You see how they got it. The older woman, she was white. She got this dude, and his name is Selbo. He looked like Fabio and shit. And so they using the sex game in both the elderly and all aspects. They going across the board because sex goes on to death to some people. So all I can tell you is they're using energy of that, women, now going to the younger. They're using homosexuality.
We're living
now, too long. Hold on. No, we're living long, but then that's the story of the Sodom Gomorrah story. Because they got these stories for you to say, okay, what's up with this story? Now, I'm going to tell y'all, this is going to be the talk for coming 23. Y'all might not be the talk for y'all, everybody on this line, but it's going to be the talk they're going to emanate nationwide. The NBA and them got to look at how that thing went down. They gave up a weapons dealer to everybody, a weapons dealer for this basketball grinder. Now, I ain't got nothing against grinder. She's probably a nice individual, but yet she has an affiliation that has to be politicized, which is the AOTBQ committee. I just want you to know that all your civil rights initiative that was promised through Martin Luther King, which you're going to be celebrating in January, has never fully ever went to the people that he was supposed to be advocating for. And by this happening now, and we find this out through diligent research, factual stuff, that this agenda has stolen the civil rights movement money.
That's now, the money too.
And they contracted it with the new Bill of Rights. So it's all there.
Yeah. Yeah. So look a weapons dealer. Now here's the stupid story, y'all. She made more money in Russia than she did in the United States. Now think about that one. She paid a millionaire's salary in Russia.
And what team
she went?
What team she went? What team she with? The Phoenix Sun. Now, y'all know the story of Phoenix Rising,
yeah.
Now. From Ashes back up.
Yeah,
Phoenix Sun. That's the team.
That's right. That's the thing. Now, again, I told y'all, I know y'all don't to hear the story, but
the money game. About a money game.
The money game. About that money game. There you go. I got you in there. I found out. I see you in there. I got the money game. Now, the money game, I'm going to let you go right after this, bro. Get right ready because you've been holding for a minute. That money game is flipping. It's about to flip. They can't warn everybody at the same time. Every state has been warned, everybody. Remember I told you with a 10 regional plan, in case of emergency, they would take control of the whole United States. Remember we all used to talk about that? I know people don't, but
King
we still
Alfred.
Do.
King
Alfred. They will take, there you go. They will take over. They never relinquish. Now, when, not one black president that y'all talk about, and not one white president that we all talk about has ever relinquished that military power over the country. Now, this is a fact. Regardless of what you believe.
May I ask something, please? Hold your point for just one moment. Because I felt when Trump implemented that executive thing, he set that in motion.
Who?
When President Trump initiated that executive order.
Okay. Right.
He initiated that, and it's been in effect ever since.
No. Before we put that out there, hold on. Trump never tried to stop it. Obama never tried to stop it. Bush never them tried. This been in since FEMA. They brought this in during the Federal Emergency Management Act during President Nixon. Nixon brought this in. Nixon brought in his 10 plan region. After he sold all the into, see, well, I forgot what took these people that they got impeached for and all the stuff that we did. We used to hear as kids wondering what the hell is Watergate before you watch the NBA. You didn't give a damn about that shit. But now as we get older, we say, wait a minute. These people was part of the espionage. Now, I'm so happy. Now, since I know you've been a lot of places. I got Russia. I use people who study all the arts like you do. This a man, a white man. I'm going to let him say this to you. The man said that every president from Eisenhower, if you listen to what these phony, they were on war crimes. He did a special himself, Noam Chomsky. He did a special. Old white man, Jewish white man. Did a special, and he's still alive, but he did a special on these presidents that should have been brought on war crimes. I said, man, war crime. So I ended up seeing it from y'all sitting about all this stuff about what they're doing over there. The war crime, I said, man, when he named the all what these presidents did, Eisenhower, all of them, from Eisenhower, Kennedy had to be killed, y'all. And that's why I know the black people had to be given warnings. So they killed Kennedy after he said he was going to divert that gold and silver. Wasn't about black folks. It looked like it would have been. It was about him diverting the money into credible, tangible substance. He put it, boom, gone.
Yep, same thing about
Lincoln,
out
the
man.
Brother.
Because he wanted to start the Federal Reserve, man. That's why they bumped off Lincoln.
Right.
Lincoln.
Wasn't
the so-called
right. Hold on. Thank you. You don't see how you picked up. Now, I'm going to go back to earlier conversation we had with everybody on this line. Remember we said about these black presidents. Okay, Lincoln black. They knew it. Because the Republican Party, if you look at the era, it was called the Negro Party, the Republican Party. They got black folks. They got the Democrats had bad. Democrats was called the White Man's Party, and the Republican Party at the time of the Civil War was the Negro Party. Now, you can see clearly how this is working. Now, they made treaties. Y'all said they made treaties. Lincoln being black, like y'all said, which is true. He got that. They wouldn't call him Skippy Africanus for nothing. He had that. So all of a sudden, we realized he made statements that was kind of controversial. I ain't doing this for the Negro, for the slavery. I'm doing it to preserve the union. Okay, what union? The money union, the barons that y'all talking about.
The money gang, money gang.
The money gang.
Money gang.
Now, go ahead, brother. Your turn. I'm going to give you some time. Go ahead. Jump. Money gang.
I'm going to just tell the family this, man. Keep your eyes on the BRICS Nation, BRCS. And now they've had even 20 more nations that have signed on to the BRICS agreement. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to get out of the U.S. dollar because of the U.S. dollar does not have value. So the fiat of it has failed because, for simple fact, if you've been paying attention to our GDP for the last 5 years has been declining. So then that's why the interest rate is so high. It's not that. I always say this when I come on. If not, you're going to have to find another form of legal tender. And you can buy land. That's why this young lady, she in Russia playing because she get more for her money. She get more bang for her buck.
Right.
So you must create some type of diversity. You got to have diverse spending solutions, you know, and how you spend your money. Because if not, then you're going to be a victim of hyperinflation. And that's what we're experiencing here in America right now, called hyperinflation. That's when your currency devalues. It's not that the prices are going up. It's just that your currency buys less now. I digress.
Now, are you seeing that the Bankman-Fried thing might have been a ploy to get them to get the regulations to bring in the new crypto? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, whatever crypto they bring in is going to have to be attached to something tangible, like a tangible resource. A bond, right. You can buy, you can have land bonds, you can have different type of bonds.
The Fed coin. They got the Fed coin, remember?
Right.
Yeah, the Fed coin.
There you go.
But the Fed coin is attached to the Federal Reserve, the note.
Right.
So,
right.
The note is no good. So, what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to bargain with other countries and start doing what they call foreign exchange with your dollar. So, you got to get out of them. If you call holding them, you're not going to be able to purchase or buy or sell in the land.
That's what I said earlier. Now, it's no going nowhere. It's no going nowhere. You're going to still be here. The problem going to be if it happens. Now, I'm not trying to warn you as being a skeptic, being scared. I'm giving you a prognostication of what investors, different people who got real estate stuff is warning themselves about. And it's not something that you can't do or none of us can't do. It's just that look what they warn us about. They ain't say America was going to be destroyed at all. Some of them said they're going to become...
Just the other day, you can look this up, Goldman Sachs bought, like $200 billion worth of rental properties because they're trying to consolidate their funds because they know the money, the dollars that they're holding is no good, so they're trying to buy.
And that's why is that why they're building? Yeah, because you was on the thread, Brother Tom Moses said something Chinese got this. Let me tell you something, y'all, so you don't get twisted. The Chinese people... They like empty apartments. They got this thing called feng shui. They don't want no other spirit in them when they buy it. So they'll let the apartment go and revamp it. The concept here is buy the apartments, finance them to be already ready, and you just hold them. And that's exactly what they're doing. Hit it on the nose here in South Florida. We got all kind of shit growing up in this bad boy. There's cranes everywhere here. It's unbelievable. I'm in a phenomenon apocalyptic population.
Think of it. Most of the depositors right now who doing banking, that's you and I, we have, in order for you to put your money in the bank now, you have to pay fees. For the bank to hold your money. So that's called negative interest. So that means you're not getting anything for your money. So why would these big-time investors with all these $1 billion put their money in the bank and have to pay the bank?
You got to pay for them to hold your money. Yeah. Put it in my ass that quick.
Go ahead.
I just want to ask one question.
Go ahead,
what's the possibility of us putting our own thing together? Currently.
They got the banks.
In-house banking. There's a lot of in-house banking. Just now. It's called in-house banking. That's where you practice group economics and you fund your own community and your own project. It can work. But, I mean, you're going to still have to be diverse in different type of, like I say, legal
channels. We've got to function with the market, but we've got to build our own.
Well, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to say something because I get a lot of email from all our. There is this new Wall Street banking. It comes on. Once you start looking at stuff, it's a Wall Street banking thing trying to emulate Black Wall Street. Now, Georgia got some. Miami only had one. That was a Liberty Bank. That was in Northwest. And I don't know if that's still popular or not now as well. But I'm going to be honest with you. This is what we're seeing because everybody's been saying it. Don't think we ain't analyzing it. The capital. Remember now, we need these banks to lend us money at a reasonable interest if they want to make a profit. That's just what this banking system is about. Now, the problem is we being gauged. Here's a Bible scripture. Again, nobody seems to... Usury is evil. According to your Bibles, the word of interest is the word called usury. Usury in the Bible is wicked. Yeah, go look it up. Ask any preacher. They'll tell you that. I mean, that's just 101, but they won't tell you that because they want to keep getting that federal tax-free money. Now, many of you laughed when Trump actually beat Hillary Clinton about why he don't pay income tax. He told you the truth. Smart people don't pay taxes. That's a fact. They know they ain't nothing to be being mad about. Y'all mad about what? You want to pay taxes? You want to pay taxes when you got enough revenue being pumped in the government? So when they give you tidbits of facts, y'all go against them. But here, I got to give y'all this.
And it's supposed to be voluntary anyway, man.
Right, supposed to be voluntary. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Supposed to be voluntary. He just said it. Voluntary, according to the Black president that y'all all claim that was ruling. So, but here's what's happening right now. These economists got together. The world, they hate the world economic forum. They already gave their prognostication, and you don't want to go that route. But they're trying to tell you you may survive. You may. Some of y'all got stuff that could be very much lucrative, like he just told you. Living in person, people are buying houses. Don't fool yourself, y'all. Many of the immigrants coming here who get good jobs, they go home and build big houses and have big, because they live big. See, we dumb. We don't understand that. Even though I love America, yet we don't understand that America somehow ain't giving you the goods because I just told you gave it away. And so now other people are getting your civil rights funds, and it's not, and it's going to be something that you ain't going to like to hear, but your 401ks, everybody, because no job is going to tell you how to protect them because it's a Ponzi scheme from the unions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is what happens. It's the facts. Facts matters.
Yeah, the gold standard, what's going to have to happen, the gold standard is going to have to be re-implemented, and I heard
there you go.
Something about
it's already
the Fed coin.
It's already re-implemented.
Right, you gotta if they implement that Fed coin, it's gonna have to be attached to the gold standard. There's no other way because
now,
it pisses the
tell
way people's mortgages, profits, it pisses the
now,
way
right.
people's retirements.
That's right. Hold on. I'm asking questions. I want to ask him some more questions because we have talked sometimes about it. Now you've been saying this for years, that our pensions, all them, it's called prosperity. Mm-hmm. They've been saying posterity for years. We didn't ever look it up. We never looked up what was posterity. That means they could wipe your stuff out here and take
austerity?
Everything. Yeah, austerity. You could take everything. Yeah, austerity. It could take everything that if they deem needed, because y'all told me this from all the research we do on here, that when you really read your bank, when you really read that checking statement, you don't get nothing back what they lose. They say it's FAD certified and all that. But what when they come back, are you going to get value for value is the question. And the only tangible right now, and I hate to say that, tell we've been saying it. He's been saying, thank you, man, for all the time saying it. Tangibles. He's been saying tangibles for how long? Go.
You become what they call an investor in the bank. The bank is not required to give you your money back. If you read the bottom of your depositor statement, it'll tell you that on the back. If FDIC, if up to $200,000 or whatever you if the bank happened to lose, then hey, we don't have the ability to give it back to you. But what you now become, you become an investor, a stock investor in the company, in the bank.
Wow.
That's
incredible. Now I just want to say that's incredible, brother. And I have a question for you as well. Now, I definitely agree with you with a lot of because I've been in the real estate and the mortgage industry for a very long time, and I did witness the 2007-2008 breakdown, and it's absolutely nothing compared to what's going on right now. What's going on right now? Because back in 2007-2008, you had unemployment, people were losing their jobs, they had bad loans, interest rates were going up and down, you know, so that created a very bad inflation problem.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
But right now we have policy that's creating the inflation because the policies that Biden came
That ain't fair to say. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to stop you. Because those same policies that created the policy now, they just holdovers of new policy. Because remember now, Obama didn't help y'all, realtors, and then Clinton didn't do much. So basically, they've been holding on. Like, we thinking they switching them. Maybe they think you sound like they switching something, but they ain't really switching something. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the same thing about to happen now with this real estate market. You just said that y'all was laid off, blah, blah, blah. What happens when these people can't pay these high-ass mortgages? Some of these are variables. Variable mortgages are terrible.
Right now, Dry Bones, that's not the case. That's what I was trying to finish. Right now, people are on fixed rates, right? So let's just say this right here.
Okay, they're on fixed rates.
And they have
big
a
difference.
Job. Right, they have
big
fixed
difference.
Rates and they have jobs. So what the brother was saying earlier, which is smart, these big companies, they don't want to leave their money in the banks. They trust it more in real estate and creating a rental residual income, and that is what's going on right now.
That's
these big
true.
Companies
no
are buying
no
up
right.
all these
that's
stories.
Called, yeah. That's called a balloon.
Right.
It's called a balloon.
Right,
we're in a, we,
right,
right. now, we're in
so
a bubble.
A,
we're in
a
real
smart
estate
investor
bubble.
Right now, our rental is residual, and you don't have to worry. And the Bible speaks about that. The land is what? Milk and honey.
And honey, yeah. That's the only promise in the Bible.
So
is land.
If
and
buying
gold
policy
and
changes,
what's
guys.
Considered money? That's all it said.
Yeah, if buying policies changes with our oil, you know, with not withholding our goods, because you have to remember, too, there's a lot of shortages because the goods that's coming in from China is sitting in barrels in the ocean in California.
That's because China,
you know,
because what I just said, China is not accepting the U.S. dollar for free trade anymore.
Free trade anymore, correct.
Hey, you asked a good question, man.
Yeah.
Your question was, what happened when the people can't afford this rents and mortgages?
Right.
Like
now.
The people in China.
Exactly.
People in China say, fuck it, they quit paying it, man.
Yeah. Hey, they went crazy
in
China.
That's when the communism kick in. The government's going to pay the rent. That's why these big companies are doing it. Section A, they're paying for
it. They're going to sue them to fall. You think these people ain't dumb? They're going to sue them to fall. I read a report. Y'all sent it out. It said that they paying people more unemployment than the work. Remember, they got trillions of dollars. They use it to make people lazy. What would you use money
socialism.
For if you want to take over? You make people lazy.
The point
lazy.
Of the matter is,
mm-hmm.
when people say, fuck it, we ain't paying no damn mortgages. Like, China, we got
that's
the power, man. All we got to do is say, all we got to do is say, fuck
I'm
it,
not
we ain't
debate
paying
that.
It, man.
I ain't going to debate that because that makes that. Okay, say for instance, if you say, and I'm going to take that premise before I play this, what they're saying. I'm saying to y'all, I'm not saying that you don't have to, if you say, fuck it, I'm not going to pay right now. I suggest that you realize people have done that. And don't think you're the first person to say that. People have physically said, fuck, I ain't going to pay this mortgage. About a year, you'll be cool. Maybe 2 years. Then all of a sudden, DA agents, FEMA agents, IRS agents, the real Gestapo, they going to come in. So it don't make no sense to make a point about that to me because I watched people go down who I thought was untouchable, and I thought they would never go down. And they did the first RICO statute here in South Florida. I was there. I know about RICO. Okay, let's keep it going. I don't know what to tell people about that.
Grabber, the residents of Detroit paid $600 million in taxes.
In taxes, wow. Wow. Hey, I'm just telling y'all, you being taxed, that was the reason for the Boston Tea Party. Taxation without representation of a black-faced indigenous people. So could it happen? Possibly, but it would take at least 40%.
Everybody, that's right.
No,
right.
Not everybody. I won't say everybody. I'm going to say over 33 to 43% of the population right now that's black thinking, or whatever the term may be meaning to anybody, will say, just all you need is about, you don't even need 50. About 43. Huh?
In the book, in the Bible, every 50 years, we supposed to be, all your debt supposed to be forgiven anyway.
And so is the land. The land supposed
to rest.
So
7 years to rest.
A land supposed to rest for the, according to what, correct. According to what y'all saying, we're not going to say that's not actual banking or land practices, because remember, the land supposed to rest. That was done until they went into this feudalism, processing the land consistently. Remember, people who preserved the land knew the land because they were only few. When you get a huge population of greedy-ass people together, you're going to turn to feudalism. You just don't realize what you turned into, where all people now want to be farmers and stuff. So in order to live, you got to be all farmers to aggregate or accommodate bartering of food. And that's when we become into this farm concept of taking over land, which Bill Gates, I don't know if y'all know this, Bill Gates has bought up all this land right before our very eyes. Nobody talks about it. Seems like, hey. So in a minute, if Bill Gates decides to... Go ahead.
Oh, and China too. China.
Family.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The family, she said China. Tell the family. Don't forget about no social credit, folks. That's going to pay a big, intricate part in how you do your digital banking.
That's right.
That's right. That's how you know that the bank is behind all them little payment apps and stuff. They got cash apps and all that.
That's right.
But listen,
all that
stuff would not be able to. It wouldn't even be able to link up to the system if they weren't behind it. So keep it 100 right there.
Right, keep it 100 right there. And now I know it's true. We know it's true because Cash App now is sending you in your emails about a tax form. If you are like looking like your business, they unbusted people because people was making business out of it by paying for gambling and stuff. I know that it's a story behind that. And here's the real story. This is something to think about. Don't blame me. But people say, y'all been saying it, cycles. This is cycles, and the same thing that we have in cycles in the sun, the moon, the stars, they have in cycles on Wall Street.
I'm going to be super blunt to anybody watching right now. And Ray, if you think that I'm wrong, I trust that you will jump in. No one is coming to save anybody. And that's the hard truth. And if I look at history, and even if I listen, which I've listened to literally every word said on the subject publicly anyway, that this is just going to suck. Like, there is going to be a level of brutality that most of us have not experienced in our lives. Companies are going to go under. People are going to lose their jobs. There are going to be people that are going to struggle to find their next meal.
The same things happen over and over again through time for basically the same reasons. A lot of these things happen once in a lifetime, you know, and if you don't go back and see how they worked over time, then you're in trouble. So there's a pattern. I could describe the pattern, but there's a pattern that happens over and over again, and we're in a particular spot in the pattern. And then to understand it, not just because it happened before, but to understand mechanistically how it happens, and then one has a sense of how to deal with it. Just like in 1929 to 1932, there was a debt crisis that came as a result of an excessive amount of debt in the boom years. And then when you have that in 1932, we hit zero interest rates. And when they hit zero interest rates in 32, like in 2008, central bank prints money and buys financial assets. What happens in these cycles is that normally central banks can stimulate the economy by lowering interest rates. But when you hit zero interest rates, that doesn't work. So the last time it hit zero interest rates was 1932. And what they did in 1932 was the same thing they did in 2008. And that is that the central banks prints a lot of money and buys government bonds. And so we're doing that now.
And just to be clear, the reason that they're doing that is, so somebody has bought a government bond, the government is basically saying, hey, you, dear person, lend me the money, I'm going to build something, roads, whatever, but I'm going to pay you back in a year, 2 years, 10 years, whatever, plus interest, I would assume, that makes it worthwhile. And the reason that the government is going in and buying those, get back liquidity to the people that have loaned them that money?
Yes, because think of it this way. The central government, and also companies and individuals, don't have the capacity to create money. So the central government has the right to determine, they can tax people, they can get money from people, and they can spend money on whatever they want to spend money on, but they don't have the right to print money and create money and credit like the central bank does. Central bank is the Federal Reserve. Similarly, the Federal Reserve does not have the right to spend money and determine how it's spent. That's for Congress. Every individual, every company, and every government has a certain amount of money that comes in the form of income, a certain amount of expenses, and then a certain amount of savings. So you do individually, and it works the same way for everyone, so that if their income falls to be less than their expenditures, they're in trouble unless they have a good savings, and then they go to the savings. So all around the world, there are lots of entities that are in trouble in that way. So the government, the two parts of the government, the U.S. government, they have to give money, and so they print money. We call it print. There's not even paper much. It's digitally create money, and then that comes in the form of loans.
Okay, so basically they're digitally creating money, which they're allocating to the government, and then the government is deciding how to disperse those funds?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve will buy government bonds, so it's a transaction of buying it, and they will also buy private bonds. They might pick a company, many companies, and they'll say, I will buy your bonds, which is the equivalent, I will lend to you. That's okay. Happened through history. So what we're going through is the same process as happened in the 1930 to 1945 period.
What can the average person take away from that? They don't have bonds. They don't think like that. They may not even understand what their 401k is, or they may not even have a 401k. So how do they navigate this? Is it just head down, do your best to weather the storm, or is there actually something that they can learn from the historical perspective and move on now to make this easier for them?
Yeah, it's the same for every individual, same for every company. If you understand this, then you understand. Well, there are three things. The first is look at your income, your expenses, and your savings, and then do a stress test so that you get yourself secure. If you were to lose your income, or if the income were to fall beyond a certain level, and you play that out, maybe that means you go get unemployment insurance or whatever. How long can you live in an acceptable lifestyle? And do you have a savings that is adequate for that? Okay, so what you do is you calculate, if I lived in a simpler lifestyle and I had this amount of earnings, how many months or years could I live acceptably?
What countries or what periods of time has going through this kind of crisis been managed well so that we come out the other side with as little sort of pain and suffering as possible?
Well, an example would be the differences in the way Roosevelt did it. So again, 1929 to 32, interest rates hit zero, they print money, we had a large wealth gap, and then they sat down and they figured out how do we keep it orderly and how do we change the circumstances whether it's taxes or how do you reorganize it so that the system works well. There is a risk also at the same time, because the world is going through that, there's a risk of conflict. So in Germany, Hitler came in power in 1933. And he came in power in 1933 because there was a lot of internal fighting as to try to produce order, because everybody, the left and the right, you know, the communists and the fascists, and they're all fighting about wealth, because everybody's fighting about wealth when you have a downturn. And then they were democracies. Four democracies existed then that chose not to be democracies because they became so disorderly that they wanted some strong leader to take charge and run the country. And then, of course, we had a bunch of those types of leaders, and then they had a war. That's how World War II happened. So when you look at that, that's kind of the political landscape. But back to the average man in terms of his finances, I would say the important thing is those three elements: to have a plan, and maybe to have a plan with...
These are leading economists, had some big shows they had on. I said, hey, simple. Hey, don't take it elementary, Watson. It says, look at your finances. Just a self-analysis. See, I can't help you. This is says, who gonna save you? Know thyself. See, I'm bringing it all spiritual to money, too. Know thyself. Money in the Bible. Don't come slaves to the money changers. That's why Jesus kicked over the tables.
Hey, drive on. Let me get a family some real good stock advice. I don't know if you guys do, Robin Hood or whatever. They got different, platforms you can sign up on. But
yeah.
Invest in pharmaceutical. That shit gonna blow up. I'm telling you.
Pharmaceutical and robotics. And the new robots. The new robots. Night vision. All I'm saying to y'all is, because of what's happening, the economy is changing right before our very eyes. Depending on your perception of how fast it is on the individual. But right now,
that's how you take your dollar and multiply it and diverse it.
You can
make your dollar go further by doing stuff like investing in pharmaceuticals.
And to be honest, like I say, the pharmaceutical is because that's biblical. Think about it. All of the magic or medicine, which they call magic, because it would bring you back from the dead state of magic. It's almost a day. They are the wizards. If you look at
the real Robin Hood was black too, y'all. Hey, the real Robin Hood was black too.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, this is the stuff that I tell people. I say, share with not having forests and all this stuff. That's that Moorish stuff. They the ones that helped them. They would surf them building castles.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you think about it, you go until, according to this story, too, they go into this Europe, they dumb. They say they civilize them. Well, if you civilize them, then what that means they were uncivilized, according to these stories. They went in there, boom, boom, boom. Now, how do I know they ain't the story of the gods made love with the daughters of man? I mean, how do I know? That don't mean the Moors and all them went there, seeing these people that were supposed to be uncivilized, found the prettier ones. How about that story?
Into the bad land.
Yeah, did that make sense to y'all on that one there? Could that be the story? Fixed up? All of a sudden, when you think about the story, sometimes you say, well, how does that happen? I'm a black dude. I'm saying that they up there in Europe, and again, the military people, there's a story about that they don't like to tell either, I'm going to tell y'all. Most military men, from family members that you know, went over there, they said they was treated good by the women.
Yes, they did. They treated better over there than they were here.
That's right. They made a riff that they was comparing the black women to that because of how they was treated over there. Caused a lot of psychological damage. Because think about it. You over there being lynched to have sex with a white woman in America, but you over there being heralded and having sex with white women in Europe. Now, who are these children of the Europeans is here. Now, most people won't hear this, but you got to listen. Now, I ain't against nobody as long as they try to be righteous by me. I ain't going to try to hurt nobody if you ain't trying to hurt me. So here's the key to all that. The culture of the word cracker, that's a noble culture to them. We up here thinking it's bad. See, just like that. See, y'all don't realize they gave themselves the name cracker. That ain't a bad name. You might think it is, but it ain't. They actually said that the black culture, the indigenous culture, taught them, and they amalgamated to call Southern culture. Some people say the Confederate flags. They said the Confederate flag was a the Native American flag. Go look it up. Y'all sent it. That flag that y'all called the Confederate flag wasn't Wichita. It was one of the other tribes. It was that flag. That's just a fact. Go look it up. I know I'm right. But yet you've been thinking it's this other type of flag. Now, I'm just going to tell you. That's how this Bible is. The Bible tell you, you got to discern knowledge of what's, they say they have the very elect to see. That means that they will cover up layers. Just like they showed you, the Federal Reserve is the first layer of the secret order. I'm going to give it to you in 3 degrees. First layer, Federal Reserve. They showed you who they were. They don't kill people on the Titanic. The legislation that had affected the Federal Reserve Act in 1933, them cats died on the Titanic. Go look it up.
Creature of Jekyll Island. Go check that out.
Creature of Jekyll Island, Georgia. Jekyll Island, Georgia is where they still live today. To this day, they ain't left that Jekyll Island of Georgia. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because the people on the Titanic that died, they was against the Federal Reserve.
They were against the Federal Reserve.
They sent, yep. They was on that boat, and they sent them the wrong court ordinance to make them hit that iceberg, man, because they was against the Federal Reserve, man. You right, bro.
Yep. And people don't realize the French was there and was a Haitian dude. Go look that up. Very prominent.
Hey, Bones. Hey, Bones. And they got the Morris Tale too on Netflix now. It's called The Rise of the Otto and his crew, right? Man, what they do, the interesting part of what I was looking at when I first governed it was relationship between Vlad and Mehmet. You understand? Because Vlad was in between. He was in Wallachia. See, Wallachs. See, the Warlocks. See, Warlock. And what they did was they used Vlad as a buffer to get Mehmet. But
no.
Interesting, just like how they used Hitler. They used Hitler, yeah. The man spoke about, they used Hitler, and because of a lot of chaos, they needed a strong leader, and they needed to shift the minds of the people, changing all that other shit, the negotiations, between the, how they call it, the Jack Bowers, the British, and the King, and Edward VIII, and all that.
Right.
Yeah, all that.
Now, hold on. Now, you should be validated on that Jack Bowers 1,000 times, because I'm telling y'all. If that story 24 did not give you these scenarios that we are experiencing now, I mean, I'm almost shocked. It's like they got the time machine of how they was going to implement it through 24. Now, Kamala Harris, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something. We're going to get crazy, y'all. I'm going to go a little long because it's New Year's Eve. I'm not against old people, obviously, because I want to get old. I got Ms. Kim Weston, a living icon, on the program today, so that you can't tell that we don't have respect for that. Parents who are old. But I noticed that I like the old people once they remember. I didn't say this. Henry Kissinger, who's still alive today, actually said in a quote when he was young, when everybody was vibrant, you was vibrant, Ms. Kim, everybody was vibrant at the age, he said that old people will be useless eaters and be deserving of death. Now, I thought that was unbelievable because I just, when I found that out, I was like, I couldn't believe it. So I'm saying to myself, he's still living today, everybody. He's still alive. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, he gave it to y'all generation saying this or got, you know, away with it because we weren't mature enough to know politics like today. I mean, I thought that was unbelievable that this guy would say that at the UN and to be able to get away with it.
I hope somebody would research this for me because I read somewhere where he was talking about eliminating the useless black.
Right. That's what I said, useless.
Yep. Yeah. You're right, Miss Kim.
Useless black. He said,
hey,
drop
on. I just want to say this, man. Hey, bro, your show and another show, Beverly D-Bot, the only two shows I can listen to because the rest of these shows are stupid shit. And to Miss Kim, hey, God bless you, man. God, you here for a reason. I saw that natural hair do, the hair center you had, man. Hey, that's why you still here. You got that knowledge, man. You let natural hair in the joke, man.
Oh, man, love that. Love it. Yes. Go ahead.
Go back to what I was just saying. It just came to my mind. For those who don't research or read, Joe Biden's number one policy that causes inflation was he shut down all of our pipelines, didn't issue any more new licenses, and started buying oil directly from Russia.
Now, I thought that was pretty unbelievable.
So let me just say this right here. That's number one inflation. Because the oil needs oil and transportation. Oil and transportation is how we live a very economical life here in the United States. So when you get rid of the, we were mining our own oil and we were actually selling oil to the Europeans. But now Russia is selling the oil to the Europeans. So that hurts us, right? Because that's how Trump had it played. Like we selling oil to other countries. So we need oil to transport our food. So that is why our food prices are going up as well. So what they're banking on as far as this deliberate inflation role that we're going to is that, we, like you said, and eventually we're not going to be able to afford the food. Right now he's playing with the gas, so I don't know when it's going to go back, but he did issue, now check this out, he issued license for our oil people to go to Venezuela to mine and get the oil.
Now here's the thing. I'm gonna add fuel to that fire. What you just said. Now, if y'all don't know this, in South Florida, the Venezuelan community had to flee. They're here in Groves, and they got an area called Doral here in Florida. I don't know what's going on, but it's becoming very upscale based on what I'm seeing, and it's just amazing because they fleeing, and the dude in Venezuela.
Juan Guaido. That was a failed coup attempt of the Europe and the U.S. And so now Maduro is still in power. So Maduro owns all of that. They call it dirty oil, but listen, he was already letting world leaders get that for the Lolo. So yeah, man, it's about energy, man. It's about You can do the whole go green thing, but one thing about it, you still gotta have have crude oil to pump generators and power plants.
See, that's the trick. That's the trick. Now I'm gonna everybody realize. I put up on the screen. I ain't showing it, but on the film of the clip, 5G towers are all going through New York, parts of California now. Got the 5G towers. They stand right near you. They're about like a speaker. They out there, they're going to be in the mix. All I'm telling y'all is, once that happens, that we've been not paying attention to the people who've been like, stop the kill, Dr. Loren, lady, been out there doing this call, for telling what they was going to do with these 5Gs, Dr. Ray Fauntleroy, who was one of my people I remember from the beginning in South Florida. Nobody was telling about that. To see the magnitude of what they was talking about fighting to what is now being fought today or if it be fought today, they're almost like heaters. Go on the screen. I put it's on there. 5G towers look like heaters. I'm not making this up. And they it looks pretty like a speaker. Nice towers look like a speaker. Now these are being put up too as well for the police dogs, more so.
The array of things.
Yeah, right. You better figure out where these things are being put at first. It ain't going to the urban areas. It's too cost effective. They go into the centralized urban areas to do them first. So just understand your living situations is one. Where are you living? Is it becoming too congested? You may have to relocate. Think about that. Don't be ignorant and say, I'm going to stay here and die when you can have paradise.
Hey, Bond, you can go to antennasearch.com and put in your zip code. It'll tell you how many damn antennas are around your house, right?
There you go. Brother
so
West,
you go to
Brother West,
antenna search.
There you go. If you want, they always
great
got that electronic. Yeah.
Great point. Where you at?
Where you
great
at?
Point. Hey, man, I almost froze to death, man. I almost died, man, in Atlanta, bro. Man, the power and everything set off. The water shut off. I'm like, bro.
Yeah,
it was
man.
Like
a whole bunch of people in Atlanta, they plumbing pipes bust down here, man. A whole bunch of folks in Atlanta, man. That Buffalo thing, they tell you, you got to watch the weather, put that app on your phone, man. You got to listen to the weather. God, he ain't trying to be stupid, man.
Brother West, take it, because you know what? I'm going to tell you what, I don't know if sister's still on there. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say from experience of the history. Sometimes we take storms for granted. We take storms for granted like we do here. Like sometimes, even like I ain't running, man, because they always saying it's going to be like this, and then it curve under. I'm telling you, it's like gambling. It's a gambling game. Sometimes you got to know when to fold. You got to know when to fold because I always going to leave if it's category 4 or 5, I'm gone. I'm not saying 4 or 5, I'm out of here. I can tell you that right now.
I passed by, dry bones, I passed by at least 300 abandoned cars on 75, on Interstate 75, coming back to the Florida. Bro, at least 300.
Damn. It was it got cold up there. That storm that hit Buffalo all the way down to Florida, because we was in the 50s and 40s down here.
Mm-hmm.
We was in the 50s and 40s down here, and I just came from up there in snow, and I said, man, this is unreal. That front went from all the way from Canada all the way down.
That's targeted.
Hey,
you don't find that suspicious.
Yeah,
I was targeted.
You
were targeted.
Y'all was the vortex.
It was so cool in Atlanta. Gas would not even flow. The gas would not even flow out of the pumps and through your engine. Your engine was literally shut down. I got a brand new Denali. And it my check engine light came on. I had to pull over.
Wow.
Can I say something about the storm?
Go ahead, brother.
They sprayed the viruses all in the air, and what the Anunnaki did is they brought in all the storms because the cold weather killed the viruses. And they expecting a surge. See, I didn't pay attention. They expecting a surge, and they didn't get it because that storm did that. The storm brought in temperatures that killed viruses. So the Anunnaki, they're still with you, no matter what. You know what I mean? So when something like that,
as being good,
no, they look just like you. They look just like you and me.
She said you think they're good.
No, they have a position. Like they're not here to be a referee. They're not stepping in. If something bad happened, but if something bad happened, and they want to kill it.
I'm officially going to say Sean Caddy. Sean Caddy going to come on this month. We're going to do a show because I want to talk about this because I've been reading books on everybody. I could knock in the Biru. This brother is with.
Right.
You could talk to him all day and night on this. It'd be like, damn, this
yes,
is unbelievable. I can hold the whole conversation.
He deep, man.
So hold on. Let's do that. Let's make that
happen.
Let's make that happen. Because, again, I know people don't be, but it is a battle about these two sons about the Beru and all them. And again, I can't make this up out of my own mind. So obviously something's gravitated everybody into that genre of thinking, because in the Bible says these Nephilim. Now, no one, but, you know, as growing up, I didn't even know about Nephilim because no one would talk about that ever in the family, the churches that I used to go to, up until I got to the occult shit. When I got to the occult stuff, all that started to click. So I tell people, the cult world don't mean that you join the stuff. Sometimes your mind has to be uplifted to see certain things and to see how other people will react to stuff, because everybody at certain levels, just the way the world is working. Today, they don't want all levels. They want everybody to be the same. And to be the same, that means you're going to take away all barriers. That means you're going into a socialism construct. The question is everybody good? Well, I'm going to ask the question, is everybody good with the communism stuff? Because what happens is everything sounds good. Well, we all make the same amount of money. We all make the same thing. We all get the same food. It does sound good. It does, like everybody gets them out. But here's where the but comes in. Who the administrators is the key component to this. Who are the administrators? And then how do the administrators of this live?
The watchers.
Yeah, the watchers.
The
watchers.
The
incunabula. There we go.
The watchers.
So we want to get into that. We want to get into that more in 2023, everybody. That's what we want to get into right there. Who watching who? Because everybody in this world seems to be watching each other through Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, even though they just shut down. And Brother Caddy, give us some
your
more information
phone,
on this.
Sign on your phone.
They just shut the government workers from having TikTok, if y'all don't know that. All government workers been told to stop using TikTok. Now they find out after, again, a crazy, think of this as a telephone story of craziness. Trump tells you earlier, yeah, we got to stop the Chinese with TikTok because they got an algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to tell you, in my mind now, right. I'm saying he was supposed to tell us that so we can see the reaction. Once the reaction is being evaluated, they can make a judgment on how to appropriately act. Seeing that we made no action after the statement, they went full steam ahead with Mitch McConnell and the Rhino Party. And they kicked Trump out because now he's an asset. Because he know too much about how they got him to lie. Think about that one for a minute before we bring out. Because I want y'all to think about some high-level Jack Bauer shit, really. Because think about that. Trump was actually telling you the truth, but was given a certain creed of how far to go. He couldn't talk against the coronavirus at all. It'd have been death. So we already know what he picked. Coming scenario. Now he in the presidential race. Look like he in the nowhere. They come on his taxes, all this shit. He already going to prove to you that if you fight against him with taxes, that's a sign that you want taxes. You understand where I'm going with this? They're giving you a meter.
Hegelian.
Yeah, right. They're giving you right. Thank you. They're giving it to you. They tell you, okay, let's put this out there that we let him tell you that you stupid for paying taxes. He told you, I'm smart for not paying taxes.